If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
This summer, somebody's pointing the finger
in a world where it's tedious number 487.
Overdevelopment is the biggest issue we face.
Overdevelopment.
These overdevelopers are running our entire government.
That's a great one. Overdevelopers.
These overdevelopers are running our foreign policy. These overdevelopers.
We have an overdeveloped foreign policy. We have an overdeveloped lobbying problem in New York and in D.C.
We have an overdeveloped financial system.
Yes. The we have an overdeveloped Federal Reserve Bank. We have an overdeveloped, overdeveloped problem.
The president has several overdeveloped grandchildren.
Yes. Overdeveloped. So, we can show this video, but it's all music, so we should play the,
news. Remember Domo? Make him say, overdevelopers. overdevelopers.
I don't actually know what you're talking about.
Developers. Oh no, that was somebody made a Domo out of that, but that was Steve Ballmer.
I don't like these references are just flying.
The Microsoft, developers, and he's all sweaty. It's like it was one of those Microsoft company like meetings.
Oh yeah,
like,
the guy's
all sweaty, all right, yelling developers.
Yeah, all right.
I forgot. The Domo cartoon movie was really funny.
Get the overdevelopers. That would be good.
Overdevelopers.
I remember, like, they would show
no
the,
knows what we're talking
they would
about
show, like,
we the, haven't done the great reveal yet.
When they would do those videos from, like, the Microsoft conference, and then, like, the CEO or somebody would come out, and he would just be, like, going wild on the
stage.
Yeah,
Ballmer.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I think that was
it wasn't even just the developers, like, everything. Like, he was just, like, all
action. I love this company!
Yeah, it's like, guy, wow, you're talking about, like, Microsoft, buddy. Like, take it easy. Yeah, you're trying to find videos
of course.
Now?
Yeah. Oh, there, because some Zoomers might not know about this.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm using
this guy goes
this browser uses
crazy.
Bing, so now I'm in the Bing video.
All right, Bing video.
It pulls video out of YouTube and then wraps it in its own player.
Nice.
So that like I can't do the things that I would normally do to make it come up on screen. It's like it's gonna be like weird, but whatever.
Yeah.
There's Ballmer.
Developers.
Well, this guy's like really losing it. Look at that sweat.
Overdevelopers. Oh my god.
Yes!
Dude, is this guy. He's all sweaty. Look at all the Indians
awesome.
In the audience.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah, we gotta just keep playing. It's like really good.
I
forgot about
I lost
this.
Developers.
Such low quality. This is from like 2002 or something like that.
Developers.
And all these employees, like. Cringing that they have to like clap along with this sweaty
also,
maniac.
Like, dude, this guy's he's going wild up there. Look at how sweaty he is. Look at that sweat. Look at those sweat rings. His shirt is coming out. His undershirt's coming out the back of his pants. There, Jesus! And all these Pajits in the audience. Like, yes, sir. Yes, Mister Ballmer. We are developing. Yes,
we are developing.
Developers.
Don't they say developers?
Developers.
I don't like these over developers.
Yes, you have like
you go to Rockland County. They're over developers.
Listen. Aaron Weider, my people too live in high density housing.
Yes, we also like to overdevelop.
Develop high density housing for my people so that Microsoft can have cheap employee. New call center in Rockland
County.
New call
center in Rockland County. Overdevelop.
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 High density housing. We promise the whole place will not smell like curry.
Did you
overdevelop a high-density housing
development?
You gave
it away. We're talking about Jews.
Wow, imagine that. No, like Aaron Weider like, creates a housing development for these Pajits. He comes in the next year. Like every door is like streaked with orange, and the whole place smells like curry because of how these people cook. Seriously, you ever live in a hallway with these people? You probably haven't because you never lived in New York City. If they're in your hallway, forget about it. And when they move
out,
they come in. They got to like replace the doors because like if the doors are wooden...
They're like
they're like literally
just tacky.
Like the and, yeah, there's like they have a film on them of the curry, and then like it's like it seeped into. Now you got to redo the drywall. You got to redo everything.
That's terrible. So we watch. Let's just watch the video first.
Yes, we should.
I'll try. I guess I'll turn the volume down.
Yeah, because it's one of those videos. We'll have to read. The
it's
text
one of these videos. It's like text. So we'll do the in a world where we'll try to do that.
Well, since
voice.
This is a paywall show, like everyone listening can also
yeah,
watch
you should
the video,
really watch watch the video because
we should also play this.
What is this? This is the should we do that first or do the video first?
Do the NBC video
do the
first.
NBC, and then we NBC can do the full news video. Report yeah. about it first. Yeah. All right.
So this right, is a new. Right. This is something over the last day or so. This has happened the last couple
this,
days.
This I swear to really God, this funny. Guy's been on the air on NBC, dude. Like or
yeah,
Fox.
That guy
or,
has
since
been
I was a kid.
No, that's the NBC.
Is that
that's
Chuck Scarborough?
NBC New York. I think it's Chuck Scarborough. Yeah. He looks the same as he looked when I was a
fucking,
kid.
How
too.
Many foreskins did he eat?
Yeah, I don't know.
So how but, do you like still anyway? Housing yeah. boom battle. Like where else is there a housing boom? Gee.
Yeah. An iTeam update on a story we brought you earlier this week.
It's nice and Rockland County. Not loud.
Involving high-density housing. Today, the Republican Party posted a video online warning of a political takeover by the Hasidic group behind all that construction. A video the governor and others immediately branded as bigoted and hateful.
Of course, Andrew Cuomo's right there.
Is live in Rockland, where the outrage is growing.
The I team. Is it the J team?
Yeah, Chuck, even though that video
Novini.
Was taken down,
oh,
the damage
God.
Is already
I mean,
done.
Damage is done.
People,
she's not Jewish,
GOP
but, you know.
Says they were just pointing out some serious
did you hear what she said, though?
Yeah, the damage has been done. Done.
Yeah,
I
like Chuck, the end. That video.
I shut up. I was just pointing out the ambiguously brown reporter they got here on the street, you know.
I know you have a problem. You have to fill every gap
no,
of
well,
silence.
No, my with, problem with, is anytime an idea comes into my head, I shoot it out of my
But it's also
my
if there's silence for more than like a split
yeah,
second,
true,
like
true,
you're
true,
in there.
True.
Just let the. She's got it. There's a little delay on
now,
the video.
I think she's
feed with her and Chuck.
Now, Randy Novini is probably Italian, but they still get like the brownest, like the nut
yes.
brown Italian girl.
She's yeah. nut brown.
Yeah, Chuck, even though that video was taken down, the damage is already done
the
for some
The damage
is
done.
The county GOP says they were just pointing out some serious code enforcement issues, but critics say the video is
See, we're not interested in genocide. We're just doing code enforcement.
Code enforcement here, but the thing is this. The thing is
it's,
not, also,
it's not a violent ideology. It's an ideology of following the rules of building.
Notice how she how she phrases it. So she says, like, the video has been taken down,
yeah.
but the damage
the
is
damage
already
is done,
according to critics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she'll like sneak that in at the last.
Oh, she really snuck it because I didn't hear it. I was
yeah,
thinking
no,
other
she
thoughts.
Says, like,
according to
no,
critics.
No, she says, like, not according to critics. She says, like,
according
the video
to
is taken down, but the damage
people.
Is done
for some
according
people.
To some.
Oh, is that what she's
and it's like,
some?
All right, it's a nice way to, like, editorialize
yeah.
while, like, not really
yeah,
like,
it's
doing
not, it's
it. Yeah,
not really a fact. It's just kind of a thing we made up.
Yeah, it's like somebody said that, but we're going to say it like it's true.
A storm is brewing, Borthers, in Rockland.
Set to ominous music.
I like this graphic they have here.
Yeah. By the Hasidic
look, they're watching
block.
On a Mac laptop.
The Rockland County Republican Party posted this campaign ad on Facebook.
Looks like an ACES to me.
And later took it down after
nah,
it was
look,
widely
yeah,
condemned
exactly like
as
no,
anti-Semitic.
Right.
Overdevelopment should never, ever be judged a criticism for one community.
All right. What,
was,
should,
was,
it, should,
he,
should,
was he criticizing? I mean...
Well,
obviously,
we're gonna watch the whole video in a minute,
right.
but so we'll have to see. I actually question
what?
The levels of. I think the problem is, like, first of all, this guy Aaron Weider is like the leader of this block of
Weider
Jews. Yeah, Aaron Weider. He's like the one, and they even say like this. The NBC reporter had to acknowledge that like he's behind it,
right?
And like. So now you can't criticize it.
Right.
So he's like, oh, we and he's even, well, you'll hear what he says.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a guy that's doing it. Like, he's one of the main guys doing it. And they're all Jews that are doing it. So it's like, how do you criticize
no,
it if you if, can't? I mean, you just can't.
If
so.
There's if you're in Rockland County, Orange County, anywhere in upstate New York, if there's, like, overdevelopment happening, it's overdeveloping for, like, a hit.
Yeah. It's, and what it is like, these people come in. So people don't understand, like, now, there's been people that have said, no one really says this anymore, but like, oh, well, at least they like they're traditional, like they keep to themselves and they're,
they don't keep
they don't
themselves.
They're not positive. Hey, keeping to themselves is the last fucking thing they do.
If they had the power, if they, the only thing they're lacking is like military power to just bulldoze your
yes,
homes and neighboring
you,
communities. Like,
if you want to have any understanding of what Palestinians go through, move to Rockland County as a non-Hasidic Jew.
Because
like they behave exactly like that. Like they just don't have the ability to like just like missile strike
right.
like the Goyim in the area.
Right.
But they would if they could.
So let's see what else yeah. he says here.
For one community.
County legislator Aaron Weider talked to us on the phone. He's depicted in the video as the leader of the so-called takeover.
He is.
The video taking aim.
Also, how do you get in that? Out of how do you get in that county legislature post?
Jeez, just like people like looked at the who was on the ballot. Because
like
the
literally
best man
every
for the
fucking
job.
Jew voted for him. Mm. Every Jew. So now he's, and I'm assuming he's a Democrat, which is why, you know, the Republican Party are the ones that are criticizing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a Democrat county legislator. It doesn't really matter. He would go, run as Republican if that would have suited
that's
him
where
better.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, there'd be at the time, party. It was more convenient for him to be a Democrat, so he's a Democrat. Also, you know, right away, just like, you know, it's really funny. Andrew Cuomo, you know how you get this? How do you get that guy's attention? So a Jew pretends to be hit by a rock in Queens. And Andrew Cuomo's, he's on the case. Now here we have a video criticizing
over development,
which typically, like, that's a Democrat issue, right? Like capitalism and these people are going too far. But obviously, not in New York because everything's so fucking corrupt. But Andrew Cuomo, wow, he's there. He's right there again to go to bat for his people, his boys. You know, there we go.
Over developers.
Yeah.
Control over development in Rockland County. But Weider has been vocal in labeling opponents of high-density multifamily housing as anti-Semitic.
Of course he has!
Half the conversation, leaving out...
You won't let us have a conversation!
No.
Like, that fucking video is part of the conversation,
no.
And you said, no, shut it down!
You cannot... Well, let him
this
finish.
Is a conversation.
Let's hear what this fucking...
All right, I'll go back a second.
Yeah, let's listen to his whole audacious statement. Yeah.
Semitic.
We should have the conversation, leaving out names, communities, races, and only talk about the issue itself.
Well, this seems to be, I believe in the...
They actually did that.
In the ad, they just talked about overdevelopment. They showed you because you're like the political leader in charge of it. You happen to be, but you're the one that's supplying this, like, oh, they're talking about Jews.
Dude, like...
But it's like, yeah, everybody knows.
I guarantee
but it's like,
that when we look at this Republican Party ad... Or this county, Rockland County GOP, which granted, that's not going to be like coming from the national DC level GOP. Forget about it. They're going to bend down and like basically lick this guy's grunt.
No, this like, whoever ran that ad like has no career. Left
yeah, they that guy is done, and whoever approved, whoever put it out. But like, I guarantee you, even then they left. They weren't saying, "Look, these Jews are taking everything over." They were pointing out Aaron Weider.
Just an
and
image,
the fact
the
is,
image
when you
of
show
him.
Aaron Weider, you know what you're looking at. I mean, we all know what we're seeing right there. And so we should have the conversation and leave. But they did that. So that means we shouldn't. You don't want to have a conversation about it. That's how it works, folks. In case you didn't know, like now, guess what? No criticism of the overdevelopment. No criticism of the high density housing.
Because you're criticizing Jews in their takeover of a.
No criticism of what it's doing to your town. What it's doing
to
your schools.
They won't even say why are all these Jews here taking over town. They're talking about overdevelopment. As if if somebody was building high.
Oh, go ahead. Leave out. Oh, please. Cool. It was anti-Semitic remarks.
If somebody was just building.
Overdevelopment.
If somebody was just building dense multifamily like structures, yeah. And just people were just regularly just moving into it, no one would care.
Well, no. Right? Like, I think there are people that
would
still
care. There's people that kind of care, but like. But notice how this is how they have to attack that issue. This is how fucking far you're beaten down by these older developers.
Well, the other thing
schemes.
Is. The other
so
thing
you
is
can't
this.
Even. Like, no one can say, like.
In
do
America.
We want to live around these like these noticeably foreign alien weirdos who we've seen what they do? Who when? Never mind. I can't
well,
tell that story.
Here's the thing, though. If you're building high density multifamily housing anywhere in America, and you see that, and it's coming to your town or your area, your county or whatever, and you see it getting put up, you know it's not white people that are going to be in there. Even if it's not Jews, it's going to be blacks or Pajits or
but if
Hispanics.
It secedes.
I
holy
mean, these people
shit.
Are even, these are actually the most obnoxious it could be is them. But the thing is, it's like, people criticize it. People will criticize it on its own just because it's ugly and it takes up space and it brings in more traffic and blah, blah, right? So there's going to be some of these types that are going to just be critical.
It's sweaty, ugly, multifamily.
Which is fine, but like, so I think there are people that would be critical of the phenomenon itself. Like, why are you just packing
long nose,
your town?
Small bedrooms.
But then the thing is, it always takes on, because in America, when they do that, they are literally bringing in, because there's no reason for, like, if you have like a white suburb or like a white town, and then, wow, okay, all of a sudden now you bought up some land and they're putting in these units, like, you know it will not be people like in the rest of the town that are going in there.
No.
So then
your best case scenario is be like commuters.
Yeah, the best case scenario is like hipsters. It's like hipsters that are commuting to the city. Yeah,
people that like don't have children and aren't going to care.
Yeah, they're going to not. Well, they're going to. The only thing they're going to do is like party a lot and maybe like leave beer bottles in the parking lot or something like that. But
I was more thinking like these would be because I've seen this before too. These are people that have no interaction with the community. Like they call them bedroom communities. Like these people are they ride the train down the city, or whatever. And
they
just sleep there.
That happened in
that happens in a lot of places.
That happened in New Jersey a bunch of places. Like in Montclair, they put up and the thing is, I was even. Because I had lived in that town for a while, and I was looking. They put up a new high-density housing right by the train station.
Oh, boy.
And I, like, looked into it. They were nice. They were good ones, though. They were, like, nice apartments.
Oh, it wasn't.
So I you know, like, they got high-density housing for blacks, but this was, like, literally right by the train station right into the city.
I'm your density.
So I looked into it to see, because I was thinking about, like, I want to get out of the city, lower my rent, you know, but it's still have a nice place. My parents were near there and everything. And I looked, the rent was like the same as in Manhattan.
Oh my God, really?
I was like, the apartments were way nicer.
Oh, okay.
But it was still like, it's still like, Jesus. So you're right. So that's the best case. The best case scenario is you get a bedroom community.
Worst case is these people.
Where it's like well-behaved white people that just don't talk to you. They just do whatever. The worst case is these, but usually you're going to get something different. Something that's not like.
And like city governments love the bedroom communities because. They're just more tax-based.
Oh, they're just tax-based.
They're just more tax-based. Like, they don't really go out and do anything.
They don't, Well, they will like, order Uber Eats, from the local restaurants during the day.
Restaurants.
But then,
all right, let's
speaking of the, you know, now I talked about the Cuomo family and their history with this shit. Now, if you want to have a family that's on the side of overdevelopment, the Cuomos are it. I mean, there's not a housing development that the Cuomo family saw that they didn't love. They've never in there. That's like literally like Mario Cuomo got his start in New York politics as like pushing the Italian communities that he came from in Queens to like accept the state projects for blacks. Andrew Cuomo got his start as Clinton's fucking HUD secretary before he was governor. He's HUD secretary for Bill Clinton, which was doing the same shit. These people absolutely high density housing and the Cuomos are like peas and carrots. They love each other. But anyway, that's another thing.
The tools of overdevelopers.
They love it. Oh, God. And better believe Andrew Cuomo chimed in here.
I'm sure he got some nice kickbacks on
it. He was outraged.
Let's keep going.
He just knows.
Even after
Jews
the
video
was taken down, the local GOP chairman defended it.
Of course they did.
This is not and has never been a religious issue. It's also not a Republican or Democrat issue. It is a matter of right and wrong. It is about the greed of elected officials
who
wish to wield their power over an entire county.
And he's not wrong.
But look at all this. Look at all this.
This guy's also not
look at all
wrong.
This. How I have to twist it. I can't say what I mean. It's like
this guy also can't say what he means.
It's not religion. It's more like how like horrible and boorish and disgusting you are, and how you just ruin everything. How you walk like eight abreast in the street on Saturdays and block traffic,
and how you treat everyone else like total shit.
Yes, it's not. It's
and
about,
then complain.
It's about how this isn't a. It's about how this country doesn't like. You know how they always blame their host nations as like. Persecuting them and putting them in ghettos. Like, here, they don't get put in ghettos.
They put themselves in the ghetto.
But their ghetto gets to expand. And they take over everyone around them. Like, it's backwards.
It's like,
someone, please persecute these
people. The ghetto is not containing them. It's just like
government,
beast.
Please.
We're going to have a little bit on that with this book. But
oh, that's a good book.
County, agree with that.
Who's this guy?
No, it isn't anti-Semitic. It's just telling it as it is.
It is anti-Semitic.
Oh, boy, that guy.
Telling it as it is anti-Semitic. That's where we are. Welcome to America.
I feel bad for that guy. I'm like, sorry that, like...
That guy's chuckling. He knows.
No, he knows, but I'm also like, I hope you don't lose your job, guy.
Yeah, right.
There's like any...
Hold on, what's this nigger saying?
Among the critics, State Attorney General Letitia James, who issued a blistering...
State Attorney General? This is our State
Attorney
General?
This is our State Attorney General. Just wait. She issued a blistering condemnation of the video.
Statement. Saying, to clearly state that members of the Jewish community are a threat to our families and our safety, and that they must be stopped, is despicable and completely
unacceptable. Okay, so who's she working for? Who are you working for? How did you get...
That's funny.
How the fuck is somebody... Now, Letitia James has been the state attorney general for a little while. She's done some high-profile cases. She's done... Like, she supposedly went after, like, opiates and all that shit, and she's gone after some other stuff. But it's always, like, when she does it, it's always, like, this... high-profile thing about her, and then, like, the thing with the opiates, like, okay, so if the state attorney general goes after, like, how does that make it any better? Like, all that happens is the state gets, like, $20 million from a pharma company, and then that's it. Now it's done. settled, like done and done. And the state gets some money. Letitia James' office gets some money. Pharma companies, like, yeah, we wipe our ass with $20 million anyway. Like, thanks for getting off our backs.
Mm.
And it's all said and done. It's all bullshit. But she always does this. She always, like, and first of all, you really think that this broad is, like, such a brilliant lawyer? That's why she's got that job? I mean, does anybody believe that?
The definition.
No, and who's her boss? Andrew Cuomo. So, the fucking Cuomo, I can't tell you. Like, other people that don't live in New York, like, probably don't understand the issue with the Cuomo family and their corrupt. They're a fucking crime family, and they're in league with Jews.
Governor Cuomo also weighed in this afternoon, issuing a statement calling the video disgusting and disturbing. He also says the video is the latest example of politics of division and hate that is permeating the nation. Reporting live tonight in Pomona, Rana Novini, News 4, New York.
Listen, though, this is the way it's going to be. We're going to... Why would that keep going?
Oh, wait, we got teens attack at 67.
You see, it was in broad daylight, caught on camera.
How is this not the politics of hate?
The group
in division.
Of teens hurling insults and laughing at the woman before pushing her to the ground.
I can't believe they still show this stuff like it's on the news.
Dude, this is fucked up.
That wasn't the only crime, though. News 4's Mark Santilla live in Jamaica, Queens.
We could just, like, watch.
Just watch the news.
Just watch NBC New York.
The victim was just trying to cross the street.
Nice hair,
faggot. And that's when a group of teenagers walked up. They didn't help her cross the street. Instead, they stole her cane and beat her with it while laughing the entire time. Surrounded, outnumbered, pushed to the ground.
I can't believe they're showing this.
67-year-old
woman. Yeah, this is wild.
Beaten with her own
cane. Looks like she's white, too, or maybe Hispanic.
You can clearly see that they're all niggers.
Teenagers who stole her cell phone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
so she's Hispanic.
Outraged.
It really annoys me. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless because I don't know. That's horrible.
This surveillance video shows the teens target the 67-year-old woman. One kid plays tug of war with the woman.
How do they know they're teens?
The cane
they're just black.
Out of her hands.
Yeah, I, you know, maybe one of them is 20 years old.
I could see my grandma going through that because she's walking on the streets alone, taking her
walk.
Her
cur.
Her cane. That could happen.
Dude, NBC News.
I don't want to watch
NBC New York news. Is like watching nation in shambles news. Like the news of the collapse of a nation.
It's always been like this, though.
Yeah.
To watch like New York City, it's always stuff like that.
Yeah.
But usually there's not a surveillance video like in the old days. It's just like, and then like some, it's always like some black who like killed somebody, and then they show that he was like an honor student, and they show some school picture of him. Basically, like what they did with Trayvon Martin, like every trick they used to make him look like a sweet little cherubic young boy who didn't do anything wrong. That's like the reason I couldn't fall for that is because I've been watching that on New York News my entire life. Like that's what they do, because every day on the local
we've been seeing,
you know, we get home like around dinner time, mom turns on channel 5 or channel 4 or whatever, and the local
channel
and
4 news is
our local news is New York City news, and it's like there's always like 10 stories of black beats the shit out of, kills, robs, whatever, and here's his school photo of when he was 13. He looks like a sweetie, and you're like, it's like, what are you trying to do? He's like, what are you telling me here?
Yeah.
But it's like, that's why I knew what they're doing. Like, an honor student has been, that was like a quasi slur for a black kid.
Yeah.
For a long time. Like, he's an honor student.
Legitimately.
Like, those are a bunch of honor students that lay in the street.
That's been a joke for a while. Trayvon. So.
But anyway, we got off topic here.
Yeah, we did. I got a couple other things, but we'll do those after we do this. I got some really funny shit.
Well, we have the actual.
Speaking of the honor student, but that we'll get back to that.
We have the actual video here,
so
which I haven't seen it, but I'm just predicting.
I'm going to predict they don't say Jew once.
Jews are not mentioned once. They're not framed as the issue, but
and they're going to show maybe. See, here's what I think. Here's my prediction. They're going to show Aaron Weider, and it looked like they had
face,
other
yeah.
pictures of like the Jewish the developments with Jewish people like wandering around in them, and all they're right. like, look, this is coming. And
well, I think they would have showed that if they wanted, because the clips that they show, they don't see any Jews anyway.
You
just see buildings.
You see Aaron Weider. That's
you
it.
See Aaron. He's and the only one. You
oh
see.
God.
And so this is how we close down this issue. We pretended.
Well, it's how Aaron Weider gets anything he wants, right?
Right. Right.
Now he gets him and those Jews, the little cabal, his literal cabal.
Whatever the fuck
of Jews,
he wants, Aaron Weider gets whatever
Aaron
the fuck
Weider,
he wants.
Whatever the Aaron is a ignorant, arrogant, control freak, and he gets Aaron whatever Weider, the fuck he wants.
Aaron Weider's a friend of mine.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, so I'll have to read the text to you as the super dramatic music plays.
Yeah.
If you know a storm is coming. You prepare.
This is wild.
Plan. Trust the plan. Get ready. This summer. No. A storm is brewing in Rockland. Ooh.
Oh, God.
Overdevelopment.
This is great. Overdevelopment is too much.
overdevelopment. For too long, overdevelopment has plagued Rockland. Rapaport nears breaking point. Our home is not safe for soliciting. We support. Our home is not for sale. No soliciting. We support Citizens
United. Think about this.
These are yard signs where they're saying, like, don't come in here and buy our house. Because somebody, like,
Citizens?
What the
legitimately, you. Like, yeah. You might be, you're like, why, if you drive around Rockland and you see these normal people's houses, you're like, why do they have that out in their yard like that?
It's because, well, the overdevelopers, like, these, come and they want to overdevelop
Jews,
their houses.
Like, never, they will not stop. No. And they'll start doing, like, mob-like tactics, yeah, like intimidating you and shit. And, of course, you can't complain. As soon as you complain, what happens?
Yeah.
And then you get the Daily Beast, you know, putting your tweets all over.
Readers clash over Easter Ramapo Monitor. Readers react to letters and community view submissions on the question of whether fiscal monitor should be appointed to oversee the Easter Ramapo School Board. I don't know what that means.
Because they're stealing the fucking school board.
Oh, they're stealing the money. All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Aaron Weider and his Ramapo block are plotting a takeover.
And there he is. I know that town, Clarkstown, is a pretty wealthy town. They can afford to go through an expensive RLUIPA lawsuit.
Okay, so basically what he's saying here is...
Let's sue?
Well, no, what he's saying here is, go ahead and sue me, and, yeah, like, I'll just take more money from you, is what he... That's his, he's flexing on them, yeah, by saying, like, oh, looks like you're... Because I guess Clarkstown didn't want his shit. Now, I don't know what the hell RLUIPA is. I don't know what that is. We could look that up. But it's some, I'm assuming it's some board or something. Like, you know what I mean? And, oh, look what he's saying. Right under Yeshival Dagel Hatorah. I thought I said bagel for a second.
Mm. Well, that's a 3-minute video.
Dagel Hatorah. Yeah, it goes for a while.
Shocking footage, angry resident shout. We don't. Ramapo looks to sell about 35 acres for Yeshiva campus. Jesus Christ. In recent weeks, there have been discussions. You can't zoom in to the text so that I can't read it.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of, like, news stories about this shit.
Last-minute Conservative Party voter registrations in Rockland. Many of the voters omitted requested information on their registration forms and utilized absentee ballots for the September primary election. Absentee ballots turn around election results for the Conservative. So I'm assuming this is some shenanigans that...
So the probe needed of the last 5 months, whatever.
So they, obviously, they did some fraud where they got... Yeah. Like, basically what happened here is, I'm assuming that they were getting opposition from the Conservatives.
So
they planted a candidate and they got 500 absentee ballots in late and it was all for their Jewish guy, and now, like, they've got both parties. That's what happened.
So I guess the dog whistle here is that him standing in front of the yeshiva, like, that's the
it's just pictures of him over and over.
Him doing, like, this is the guy doing it, so.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this. Voter registration. Loose zoning and lax building and fire code enforcement around Ramapo resulted in chaotic development and a divided community. All right.
Not wrong.
Not wrong at all. But it's like, again, we can't address the issue here. Those are that's some dense building right there.
Next target, redistricting.
And there he is again. Through redistricting, the Ramapo machine will control drawing new district lines. Okay. And an arrow is pointing at increasing power to take over Rockland. So, okay, so going to change these Rockland districts.
Ed Day needs our help.
Rockland throws down gauntlet to Ramapo. Rockland exec raises questions over voter registrations. County executive's corner finding a way. Okay, there's nothing we can get out of these headlines without, like...
What's at stake? Our homes. Our families.
Oh boy, look
white
at that
family.
Nice
that
white
is
family.
A nice white fucking Rockland family.
And you're
our
not
schools.
Yeah. Yeah, so you that it's like
there are no Jews in these pictures.
Like, these are the kinds of people we want in our communities.
Yes.
And
this is exactly who should be running this entire country.
Oh, yeah.
This is what this country is for.
Our communities. Our water.
Wait, are the Jews doing something with the water? Haverstraw desalination water supply project? I didn't know about that.
Which, that's like, desalination is like literally like ghetto tier, like how you do water. So apparently, oof, these Jews need, like, again, Jews, like, go have. This is the other thing.
Well, it's
in
not
Israel,
like, they wash very often. I don't
in Israel,
water,
that's true. They never wash. But in Israel, it's like, what's one of the big issues? Like, water, right?
Yeah.
And so they keep trying to steal it.
Watermelon!
From they keep trying to steal water from Lebanon. That's why they keep invading Lebanon.
Yeah, right.
there's a river.
To divert the river, right?
There's a river up, like, just north of the border, and they want it inside Israel's borders. Mm. And they've been trying to steal that fucking river for, like, fucking 50 years.
Hey, there's Indian Point. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, shut it down. We don't need that either. Let's see. Haverstraw Bay.
Our way of life.
Like, all these trees are going to be gone.
others have lost the fight.
Curious Joel. Yep, there's Curious Joel. Call it Splitsville. Hasidic Enclave gets its own town, and then they're still pushing for more up there. That's in Orange County. And town of Monroe voted.
Call it Splitsville, but they're just like, I mean, all
basically
the stuff
Splitsville
is,
means they got what they wanted.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah. So basically, what they're saying is like, these people take power, then they take over everything, and then they just get their own towns, and they get all, you know, then they start bleeding the state. It's just.
God, look at this sign. In keeping with our traditions and religious customs, we kindly ask that you dress and behave in a modest way while visiting our community. This is on the Welcome to Curious Joel sign. Wearing long pants, long skirts or pants, covered necklines, sleeve past the elbow, use appropriate language, maintain gender separation in all public areas. They have public areas that are like separated into like 57 different places for every gender? Yeah. Is that what they got in Curious Joel?
So...
Thank you for respecting our values, and please enjoy. I want to put that sign up. Respect my values, please.
No, but why are their values respected?
Why are theirs okay? Like, why can't I have a sign up like, please wash your hair every day? Why is it that, don't wear that weird wig?
I want to know why these fucking feminists. I mean, I already know the answer to this question. It's rhetorical, but why is it like feminists and SJWs and all these types don't go bother these people? Imagine a white people's town did this.
Oh.
First of all, white people don't need the gender separation in public areas. Like, we're not that weird.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's maybe some spurgs and stuff that like, weird with this the sex stuff, but it's like, look, we can actually have nice couples out in public together and, like, you know, nice families and things like that. We don't do that kind of stuff. This is already, you're doing weird things. But, like, why are you allowed to do that? If you are your own township in the United States, you know, you're not allowed to enforce these. You can't say no women in this area. Like, you legitimately, that's illegal. Under the civil rights law, but they get
traditional
to do it.
Community,
but they get to do it, and then
values.
Like, and I don't want to do like the opposing what Jews are doing with more liberalism, but I think that like public areas accessible to people of both sexes.
Well, you
is,
can
like,
do
not,
that here because this is illiberal. This goes against like all the values that we're trying to.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like a lot of times you see people that go after like foreign communities because of their illiberalism, and I don't really care. Like, and also like I don't care. Like, it doesn't, if, like, when Muslims or something like that, like, they do some of this stuff too, and, like, I don't care they do it, like, in their own mosque or whatever. Like, I don't have any criticisms for that.
No, dude, I want my
ethnic
enclave.
I just want them, like.
I want a town where you can't come and live, where you're not
welcome. But the thing is, it's like, with Jews, it's like, it's not that they don't stay. Like, this town was the result of a takeover of already existing towns.
Yes.
And now, as you see, in Rockland County, the town of Ramapo, where their home base was, they are now, like, literally, they showed you on the map, like, those arrows, like, they're going for the other one. Then you see Clarkstown right next to Ramapo. Apparently, Clarkstown is, like, trying to keep Weeder and his machine out.
And there's
he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to fucking sue. And since my people run the fucking courts, good luck. And on top of that, you know, I know you're wealthy. You got more money for me to fucking take. It's like the threat implied in that tweet. It's like, I mean, I didn't know exactly the details of it, but you can see
the
threat.
You can figure it out from what he's saying. Yeah.
You can figure out that's a fucking threat, which is like, not only will I win, I'm going to take your money.
Well, there's nothing in U.S. law that could stop them. There's no way of saying
U.S. law is basically written to enable this type of shit.
You can't. There's no law that says like you can tell a certain ethnic group that you're not allowed to buy property or
they can
run it. Like for some reason, though, they're allowed to completely like take over. Like,
I can't buy property in Curious Joel.
No,
and it's because of my ethnic
group. And we can't set up an enclave like that where like this is a traditional town of nice white people.
Well, that's the thing.
You can't buy.
Well,
you can't
the weird thing
here.
Is,
no, if you set that up, it's like, oh, well, here come the affordable housing. You have to do this. HUD requires this, and they do to you what they did to Yonkers. Like, oh, by the way, you're in contempt of court, and the fine will double every day until.
Well,
you're
this is my thing. It's like.
Because you're white.
The weird thing is, it's like they almost, if I were them now, they don't, why do they want their own, like, actual town, their actual entity? Because now that entity has to, like, obey all these rules. So can I now say, hey, Curious Joel, I want to buy property. And when I get denied,
I have no
because
idea.
I'm not, because, you know, I don't know. Like, but the thing is, it's like, what they can count on is that just nobody raises the issue.
Nobody's going to want to buy
nobody
property
wants to
there.
Have, no one wants to have property there, but no one wants to have that fight. So even, and then what they would even say, you're an anti-Semite, because you don't really want to live here, you just want to fuck with our Jewish town, which would probably be true,
right.
But it's like, but that doesn't matter, because, you know, according to the rules, like, you can't tell non-Jews, like, literally,
well,
you're saying,
no one's going to sell you property in that town either.
But you can
and
make
even though
the
that's,
argument,
that's generally illegal, Like, they're not going to sell it.
We should have a black go up and, like, try and get a house.
They're not going to sell a house. Well, they're going to quote a price that's so out of fucking...
Yeah.
I mean,
they'll find a way, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll find a way.
And they'll do all the subtle things that, like... Someone like Adam Ruins Everything would talk about, like, all the things that were done to maintain, like,
they'll
neighborhoods.
Just, like, actually do
they'll just start doing that, and for them, it'll be okay. Like, nobody will complain.
Nobody will complain, no. And the other thing is, like, nobody has the energy
to go.
They
probably have a nice covenant agreement up there.
Well, no one, that's actually illegal. You can't have that. White people used to have those,
I know.
But you can't have them anymore.
I'm sure they have one.
And, you know, every time a town broke those covenants, so for people out in Rio Rhinelander, you used to be able to have, like, towns where they could say, like, you can't sell to blacks.
Yeah.
Like, that was the thing. I mean, if people don't understand, like, I get the whole problem with the United States and liberalism and the founding, whatever. Go back and look at U.S. history, and you'd be amazed at the amount of, like, things that white people did to preserve, like, whiteness, basically.
Somebody gave us different ideas.
And then all that shit, civil rights legislation came, and literally it tore the country up to pieces.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah. For real.
Bum, 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 bum. If... they win. We lose.
I would have centered that text, by the way. Mm-hmm.
A storm is brewing in Rockland, Borders. Take back control.
It's good shit. Ooh. Nice little bridge there. A little sunrise. Sunrise in the Middle East? No, the East.
Act now. Join us.
This is a fucking great video.
Yeah,
it's too well done. No wonder they had to take it down. Take that down. That's disgusting. It's so well produced.
Well, this is not the first time something like this has happened. Remember Block the Block, which was the same, coming out of the same area? The block, this is an ongoing problem. And every time the Goyim try to organize, and it's not racial, like, There's blacks and Hispanics that live up there too. It's mostly white, but there's blacks and Hispanics and stuff, and they all have to team up together. So for all of you anti woke Marxists out there, for all you leftists against identity politics, you know where you're actually getting coalition of whites and blacks and Hispanics, like, teaming up to fight capitalist class, the ruling class. It's in Rockland County. Except they're doing it against Jews, who are in fact, are the ruling class of this country. So there you go. So what do we got for comments here on Gothamist?
Just total NPC garbage.
Like, let's see, like, what?
I'm far from Rockland County, and this isn't the right way to go about it.
What is the right way to go about it? This is the same old thing.
Like, what's the way to criticize Israel? There is no way to go about it. You're just not allowed to. Matthew.
So I just say, I'm from Rockland County. What's Matthew's full name?
Matthew Savory.
Okay.
Savory, whatever. Yeah. It's probably a fake name, but it's just like, there's no way to go about it, bro.
There's no way to go about it because you can't.
Because they are mounting an ethnic attack, and you're not allowed to do anything ethnic.
You can't talk about ethnicity while they have weaponized their ethnicity. Their ethnic group is their prime method of organization. So the fact is,
Matthew has more.
What has he got? So
what bugs me is the complete refusal to just be part of the community. It's fractured. It's fractured the county in such a clear-cut way. I've had Rockland County sheriffs tell me not even go near New Square because I'm a goy. I mean, I get it. Jews have been persecuted for thousands of years. No, they haven't. But if you treat every single next person you meet like the enemy, eventually you'll be seen as the enemy. That's what's happening, and it's fucked. Any hope for a real compromise is withering quickly. It's a pretty disgusting stunt that makes things worse.
Well, okay, Matthew, now...
He's a little more thoughtful than I thought he was.
I'm sorry you're going to have to lose your job, Matthew, because you said these things. No, like, he's not wrong, and this is the kind of, like, the NPC reaction to it, because, like, again, because they are puzzled, and they're kind of, like, they don't know how to deal with it, because they're
God.
We know, and what, is somebody going at him?
Just like these like, sad copes. Just finish your point. I'm upset Alex isn't here, so I can't just, like, see
My point is that, like, the average person that just doesn't really think about stuff, they went to school, learn about the Holocaust, which, oh, God, we got this book here we're going to talk about in a little bit, the Holocaust.
Mm.
Somebody sent us this Holocaust textbook.
A Study of Genocide.
From, like, 1979. Which is pretty interesting.
The Hasids are Democrats? That's pretty funny.
Well, they, no.
They're whatever they need to be, pal.
They're whatever they need to be. Yeah. Like, they were talking about how Weider...
Oh, God.
Aaron Weider is a Democrat, but then they also talked about how, because the Conservative Party, which I guess they're actually... The thing is, they'll also do this, right? they don't give a shit what the party is. If there's a party apparatus, now there is a party called like the Conservative Party. It's not the Republicans or Democrats. It's called the Conservative Party. And they have standing in some counties and some places to do elections. That's usually a remnant of like some like racist, you know, libertarian guys that like voted for the Conservative Party, you know, like constitutionalist types. But they still just have like there's a remnant of the party like on the ballot somewhere. So what do? Well, they want their way. So let's like build the fucking Conservative Party with Orthodox Jews, and we're not going to do anything conservative. Let's do whatever we really want to do. So that was what they were complaining about, how they have like 500 last-minute ballot registrations, then boom, they win. Now they're fucking sitting on every county seat, and they're ruling in favor of their own fucking community. So when you can't criticize an ethnic group, yet their ethnic group is their method of organization and their method of politics, like, you basically can't criticize them. So it's like, all right, we can't run against you. We can't propagandize about what you're doing. We can't talk about it. You can't even put Aaron Weider's face. Like, how often do political attack ads have the other party's, the face of the other party with, like, ominous music and shit, right? Like, that's how you do it. You can't do it when the guy's got, like, a fucking small hat and little curls. Because now it's, oh, the whole thing's anti-Semitic. But Aaron Weider is doing everything that they're saying. Him and, like, his whole cabal is literal fucking cabal of Jewish overdevelopers. What does this guy say?
This is a really interesting and cerebral issue.
Shut the fuck up.
That's the opener of his effort post. I haven't read the rest of it. I just saw that.
It's like, guy.
This guy, this isn't cerebral. It's like, there's nothing.
Cerebral in terms, maybe like these in situations. Terms of, like, a small head on top of the cerebellum.
Oh, God.
Like,
and he has a response from somebody in parentheses. Look at that.
That's oh, they put parentheses in their little
somebody
name?
Somebody has parentheses in his name. Archduke.
What does he say? This should be fun.
Well, I want to. Let's like. This is a really interesting and cerebral issue. When a community, religious or otherwise, takes over a geographical area and obtains political power by exploiting the support of their community, what happens next? In some ways, increasing density and overturning zoning in a community that caters to families with extremely.
Why are we pretending? Why are we doing this like hypothetical? This is. We're talking about Jews.
Just like.
There's not a community, religious or otherwise. It's Jews.
No, but it's like.
Hasidic or ultra Orthodox. Jews.
They're the only ones.
They're the only ones
it.
To do this. There's no other. There's no like. There's no analogy. There's no like.
In theory,
random
in
ethnic
a
built-
abstract universe, it's totally not exactly where I live. That's totally not Rockland County. Abstract group does action. You know, it would be bad.
But the solution is to sow and leave. It just he doesn't
say anything.
It's like, oh, that's what the kike says.
No, the kike. What does the kike say? Local tax bases are rarely based on income tax, usually based on property tax. The sudden influx of people usually has a positive effect on property taxes, since prices go up, and so assessments can as well. It's just boring, like, local politics bullshit.
No, it's also Jewish shit. Look at what he's saying. It's like, he's doing, like, the Jewish libertarian Talmudry to justify anything that they want. Oh, God, what, you don't want an increase in the tax base to increase local services, going some shit like that? Like, no, it's fucking Talmudic. It's Talmudic shit. He's saying
their birth rates will drop and they'll disperse, move on in a generation or two. So meh. Now the Republicans want to be all for secularism and what the fuck is that word? L-A-I-C-I-T-E. What does that mean?
I don't know. Probably some things.
Secularism and. I don't know what that means.
No, with the. Oh,
but
these.
Dude, they're not going to move on from their.
I guarantee you. The other thing is, like. Okay, stupid fucking Democrat person, stupid fucking NPC Democrat. The Republican Party in Rockland County, New York, was never like this conservative evangelical shit.
That's Ferdinand Rosenthal, he knows.
Yeah.
His name is Ferdinand Rosenthal.
Yes. Oh, now they want to be about secular... Yeah, no, shut up, Ferdinand Rosenthal.
The GOP ad portraying overdevelopment as a bad thing? Now I've seen everything.
Well, when you're not allowed to discuss an issue, the actual issue, like, that's what you get.
I love how they're playing on these stereotypes of Republicans as like this big business evil Christian party. So they're like, oh,
and also let's
they're
like,
supposed
like,
to be
and,
less,
and
supposed
also
to love
it's
big
like,
business. And,
who always is doing like developing? Like, this isn't just like about his seeds. Like real estate development. Like, come on, who's always doing that?
Even if it's not them doing it for their communities. Like I said, when you got a developer coming in. Over developers. When you've got them coming in,
oh, this is good.
And building high density housing,
oh.
Even if they're not doing it, like they actually tried to take over. They tried to take over the fucking what is it that John Jay house or what is it the
that, oh that yeah, the Van Wyck house,
the Van Wyck house. Okay, the Van Wyck
Van
house.
Wyck, Van
is this,
they say
is
Van
Wyck
up here for some reason. Yeah, they say the Van Wyck house.
The Van okay, the Van Wyck. Yeah, Van Wyck. So the Van Wycks were a colonist family. That they had built, had a big estate up here, and during the Revolutionary War, their farmhouse was taken over as a supply depot for the Revolutionary Army. And then they also, the Van Wicks, fought in the war. And so they had this house. They were friends with George Washington. So this historic house there that was theirs. Still there. Yep. Their property's still there. And there's like things. But the property that it's on gets like ever smaller.
Yeah.
And Jew developers keep trying to build apartments and gas stations and shit on. So their whole property now, they got Route 9 running through it, which was the old post road back in. So the road, the road was on the post road. Yeah. And that just became Route 9. But now they've got like a gas station across the street. There's like condos on the other side.
It's like where Route 9 meets 84. It's, just, it's so sad. It's this like super busy spot.
And then there's this little
like yellow house. Yeah. And there's like a fucking gas station right across the
and
street.
Dude,
from
the,
it
and the old lady in there is so nice. I went there one time. She's so nice. She wants you to care about it so bad. She's like, oh, thank you for coming. Let me tell you the whole history of the house. And she's like, please, we're fighting to stay. And these developers are like, oh, a developer, right?
And outside of it, developer. So they're trying to build Continental Common? I can't remember. They're trying to build, these Jews are trying to build like a strip mall condo place.
Oh, they're going
to,
and
they put some like colonial.
They're
going
to give it a colonial theme.
Yeah, like Continental something. And there's like a bit of battle back and forth. Continental Common, I think it was what it was. And like people have been voting to stop it. Of course, nobody wants it. But the town, the town allows it anyway. And there's a fight back and forth. The Fishkill Supply Depot people, like that's what the property is. That's ever shrinking. Like they say, the soldiers are buried there, and these Jews have put up these photographs of these people, like with shovels, doing stuff on the property. And they say that these photos are of the I don't know if you can call it owners, but the people who take care of this property burying fake bones.
Doubt it.
That's what but they have these pictures up. Like, learn the truth, and it's like, go to our website. It's like, the truth is, you're just trying to build another shitty strip mall over a historic site.
Also, like,
and I guarantee it's because it's a historic site they're trying to do it. Like, there's
well,
probably
it's prime real estate too. It's like a good location according to their metrics, but yeah, I think
it needs a lot of fucking work done if it's a good location. It's all forest.
I think
there's a ton of trees to be cut down. A lot of work needs to get done.
Of they want it because it's the historic site. Yeah, and I seriously doubt. I really fucking. The reason they're like, that's the kind of shit they would do.
Yeah.
Except they didn't even bother. They just said, oh, the bones were all disappeared in an oven.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, that's what we should say. Oh, there were 4,000 revolutionary soldiers buried here. But, you know. I think it was 400 or something. I said like 400 soldiers buried. But, okay. They actually got ovened. We dug them up. So the British dug up their bones and ovened them. Mm. So that's why
or
you can't
them
find
into the future.
Them. Yeah. Oh, I love this. Oh, no, there's no real bones. Oh, look, there's no bones there, there's okay? No bones. Like, there's no graves.
The angry otaku, who might be one of our guys, he says, we have the internet now. We can actually keep up a close eye what's going on. And when you're doing something terrible, you can't just point a finger and scream, anti-Semitism, that doesn't work anymore.
No, it does work.
And then Giuseppe responds, but you can scream anti-Semitism when it happens.
I mean, the thing is that, like, they can do it, they have done it.
They're doing it.
And they're doing it. The issue is that, like, people can't be fooled anymore. And people also, you know, for anybody, if you're mad about this, and you're in Rockland County, and you're pissed off and you don't like this, and but yet you don't like Republican. I'm not saying vote Republican because that's not going to do anything because they take over the Republican Party either. But it's like if you think like Andrew Cuomo is your guy because you're like a liberal and Andrew Cuomo says like I'm gay, I'm Jewish, and blah, blah. And then here he is up these fucking people's ass.
Oh, wait,
so,
one.
You know, politicians in this country are just fucking for sale. And that's what it
there is.
There
he is. Like,
I am gay.
That's Cuomo.
Yeah, that's him right there. So the Cuomo family is like particularly up for sale. To these.
I am Jewish.
There he is.
So like and boy they are if you vote like Democrat in New York State for Cuomo's and you think this is like meaning you're not going to get overdevelopment, I mean boy, literally overdevelopment is their family trade. So nah, dude, like fuck this. And basically the problem is like it's because they're Jews and because they have they have big business and government on their side and then like
guys,
the media comes out and does
the guy
this.
That they mentioned in the video disavowed this video, this Ed Day. County executive, Republican Ed Day, said this in a statement that the content of the video was factual, but the tone and undercurrent were unacceptable.
Of course, because he doesn't want to lose his job.
He added that concerns about overdevelopment were accurate, well-grounded, and desperately needed to be addressed, but this must be done in a way free of rhetoric and rancor.
But you can't do it, because like any way, look, dude, Ed Day.
I'm
sorry to tell you, Ed, but like you can't actually address this. Because as soon as you do...
You're not allowed to address it at all.
As soon as you
Everything
do...
Everything will be rancor. Everything
as soon
will
as
be...
you address it, Aaron Weider and his cabal of Jews are going to come after you, calling you an anti-Semite. You can't get around it. This is the issue. Like, you either say, we don't give a fuck about anti-Semitism and your fucking fake-ass claims, get the fuck out, or you surrender everything to these people. Those are your options. Those are your options. You can't do it free of rancor and rhetoric. You can't do it without mentioning Jews. You can't do it because any way you try to, they will see it anyway. Aaron Weider says, oh, we want to discuss the issue, but we want to discuss it without mentioning certain communities. Well, you can't.
You can't.
And even if you do, they did it. They tried their best to do it. Because the video, the funny thing is, the video had no speaker. It just showed images. And it showed pictures of headlines. And some of those headlines mentioned yeshivas and things like that, right? But that was in the news. So that's probably how they thought they were going to be able to do it. Because, like, oh, these are like newspaper
articles.
Apparently,
you can't show a picture of Weider.
You can't show a picture of Weider.
But they didn't. They still would have done this.
And you can't show a picture of Weider making obvious threats at your community either. Like, your community.
That's what's interesting.
Your community seems to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try engaging in a lawsuit. And implying that, like, of course, Weider also has the court stacked in his favor because he's a fucking Jew. So, like, this is how it works. And so for anybody out there that, you know, if anyone that like, heard of our show and what we talk about and thinks, like, oh, you guys are just conspiracy theorists over the top, whatever, go to Rockland County, look at what's going on there, and tell me that we're not talking about a real issue. Now, you can't discuss this. There's no way, any way you find to talk about this, the most diligently you try to eschew talking about Jews in their community, they will find a way to accuse you of it anyway and then derail it. You cannot oppose them. Opposing them inherently is anti-Semitic. Talking about
democratic,
you can't even overdevelopment. Now overdevelopment is now a fucking, we have now created it, is a meme. It is now Jews. I'm gonna see a million Twitter accounts next month like overdevelopers. Like, this is that's what they are. They're overdevelopers. Overdevelopment.
Their power is overdeveloped. Their confidence is overdeveloped. That's for sure. But they have every reason.
And people, and I'm sorry, at some point, I mean, so you see in the comments like a little bit of these people's brains starting to work, right? Like that Matthew Shireman or whatever that guy's name was. I don't know. Matthew Savoy or whatever.
Savor.
Whatever. You see his brain starting to work. But it's funny because he's like, when a community comes in and does a thing in a place, it's not real. It's an abstract construct in my brain. But, you know.
Jesus.
I'm Jewish and I live in Rockland. I haven't felt ill at ease in Clarkstown.
Of course not. Because you're Jewish.
This isn't the sentiment. I think as long as you pay your fair share of taxes here, we support each other across race and religious followings. I love my neighbors. My husband is Dominican. We have every color and religion on the block, and we all have a sense of community. Now, Clarkstown is the town they're attacking. That's the town he was threatening with this
lawsuit.
Of
course, yeah, of course.
But
of course. Susan Weiss, is that her
Susie,
name?
Susie Marie. Yeah, look at this. You're not one of these Hasids. Like,
but even so, she doesn't feel ill at ease. You don't feel ill at ease because you're Jewish. Oh, here she's.
I'm
going
to take my money and run. Been living in Rockland 15 years, but I'm smart enough to realize this fight isn't worth it. Wow, this Jew wants to fight with her.
So wait, I thought she said she didn't feel ill at ease. Now she's saying she's going to take her money and run.
Plus, I'm trying to get pregnant, and I don't want to deal with these with measles in my school system.
Wait, is that the same woman?
Yes, it's Susie Marie. FYI, I am Jewish, the hardworking, taxpaying kind. Moving to Westchester, which has its own issues, but the kind I'd rather deal with than this mess.
Wait.
Susie's moving to Westchester.
So wait, I don't get it. Like, I thought
there should be more Jewish people like you calling out the Hasidics and their BS.
But the two Giuseppe comments she made are opposite. Because she's saying
she likes Clarkstown and she sees what's coming, so she's going to leave because they're trying to move on to Clarkstown next.
Oh, okay. I thought she was saying like, no, I don't care because like,
no,
because
she's like being like, I'm Jewish too, but it's like,
even I don't like this.
Yeah,
something like that.
She's doing some stuff like that.
Wow, I mean, these Hasidim, you better back off if even Susie Marie or with her
Dominican husband.
Wow, I talk about, okay, guess her children aren't going to be a problem, though, in the future. She's breeding down, so, you know. Although, I'm sure that kid that she's going to create, that half Dominican, half Jew, is going to be, like, all about, you know.
Listen to this story.
By that point, it's going to be, what does it even matter?
Doesn't surprise me at all. Reminds me of a time back in middle school. We were riding our bikes in Clarkstown. I remember a time we passed by this house. My friend and I knew the family there. They were Jewish, but they weren't Hasidic or Orthodox. The boys of the household didn't wear the yarmulkes and definitely didn't observe kosher. That being said, they happen to hire white high school college kids to rake their leaves.
Okay.
I don't know what pissed them off, but I overheard them yelling, "Fucking Jews." This is the attitude. But not all Jews are Hasids or Orthodox. Some are downright secular and don't even observe kosher. That makes a big difference. And in a county full of Irish, Italian cops and firemen who fled the city, this is the attitude.
So the guys biking by these houses, you know, fucking Jews at them?
I don't know or if you're saying they did, or if the guys raking the leaves were, I don't know.
I think that I think he's saying, like, his friends yelled fucking
but
Jews.
But it's like, have you ever seen a normal, you know, a normie presenting Jew?
Yes.
Like Susie Marie here? But they never join you in the fight against these people.
No.
They tell you to stop, like.
Yeah, she's saying, like,
as I understand, but we don't like them either, but.
They don't really.
But
even,
let them. But literally, like, let them run roughshod over everything.
But also, like, there could be other reasons that those people were yelling "fucking Jews" because the secular types. One, they got a lot of money, and they fucking. They also act like assholes in other ways. Like,
and this is commenter like assuming probably, that they would find Jewish boys to hire to rake the leaves. Like, no.
Probably they ripped off those kids.
Probably
they probably like nickel and dimed them on the fucking, like, they got them to do the job, and the guy's like, oh well, you know. The contract was for something that, you know, technically, by the terms of the contract, I only have to pay you half. I know I said I'd give you 20, but, that was 20 for both of you, not 20 each. Okay, and then it's like, oh, you fucking Jew, you know, like, I'd see that.
I'd go throw the leaves totally all over the yard that. Again.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'll give you guys 20 bucks, and so they're like, oh, it's 20 each? Yeah, no, 20 for both. Oh, fuck you, Jew.
I love this guy. I'm curious what the Democrats in Rockland stand for. That's like the Democrats in Rockland are the Hasid party. Now.
Democrats stand for whatever the Jews want to do. Like, both parties stand for whatever. This is what people want to. The Democrats and Republicans stand for whatever the Jews want to do. The reason the Republican Party made this ad is because, like, they're not overtaken by Jews right now.
Oh, God. This is Cat Cassidy.
I mean, it actually makes
Cat
me
Lady
think.
Cassidy.
It actually makes me think that of any party in the entire country, perhaps the Rockland County GOP has some integrity. But even then, they're disavowing their own shit.
Well, they have integrity. Like, the people that made the video, and they took it down, I'm sure, under
the party,
intense pressure.
The
they
party
don't know how
took
to
it
how
down.
Like, how do you respond to this pressure? I don't
know. You can't.
How
you
else?
Cannot. You can't.
Like,
there's no way. You can't do it. You cannot stand up to these people. I don't know. This is one of the problems, actually, and this is something we should think about. There is no way in America right now, in any political or official capacity, to stand up to Jews like this.
No.
And even when they're doing something so egregious and the whole county is pissed off and everyone knows about it, and you see the discomfort of the average Gentiles up there, of different races too.
The only,
it is mixed
the
up
only
there.
And these avenues aren't open.
The only thing they do is they have to make these really careful internet comments. Like, I don't want to say anything, but...
But the systems... Like, image of being, like, impossible to fight and all-knowing and omnipotent and omniscient. Like, it takes away, like, there used to be ways that people would deal with injustice like this.
Oh, yeah.
Before times, and those just aren't available, or they're perceived as not available. And so I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Like,
I'm just seeing nothing's going to happen.
No, it's going to work. They're going to take over the whole county, and then they're going to move on to
like,
other
counties. There's a reason why, like, Limbaugh used to make fun of the Pat Buchanan supporters as pitchforks and torches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be the kind of remedy that would...
At some point, that's what you have to do.
Like, this
right?
is what we can do with overdevelopment.
The only reason you have to do pitch torches and pitchforks,
but then they just file the insurance claim, and then they're rich again.
Well, that's the thing. But it's like on top of that, it's like, you know, then there's a witch hunt by the whole federal government to find out who did it. But like, the thing is, like, if there's no, the only reason you would ever have to do that would be if the official channels were already so corrupted that you couldn't fight through them, right? And you used to be able to do it. It's just that now when we have the way civil rights legislation is, because of the books like this, that this is a New York textbook from the 1979 about teaching the Holocaust, and everybody in Rockland County, you know, grew up with this, so they can't. They're very uneasy
about. And they don't teach. This is why it happened.
Well, I feel like at some point they're going to want to, like, stop teaching stuff like it, because it'd be like, at the same time, you're undergoing oppression from a Jewish community. They're teaching you, like, oh god, they killed us, and they made all these complaints. Be like, wait, what complaints did they make?
Yeah, what were the complaints?
These sound...
Wait, what's this?
These sound remarkably familiar.
Wait, that video didn't say Jew one time. What are you talking about? Yeah. How did you know that that's what they were talking about? How did you know, like, instantly to make this complaint?
Yeah.
Is what...
So, but it also shows you, like, I mean, Jews, one of the ways they accomplish this is, one, total prohibition on anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, their total machine. Like, they work together mm-hmm. as a complete machine. They're yep. completely unified. They're an organism. They're not, it's not like one Jew. It's a fucking organism. And, you know, Gentiles are just totally fractured and can't work together.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't work together for a number of reasons. One is, like, literally, they have taken steps to actually prevent it. Like, so we're talking about this with our buddy that was visiting, how hard it is in America, even though we have all these freedoms to, like, organize anything, because people, like, live far apart, there's no sense of community, everything is fractured, very difficult for people to get together, and then everybody, you know, they've raised up generations of people with, like, severe mental health problems in this country, like, people are on all kinds of psychiatric drugs, people are staying indoors, they're ingesting all this fucking garbage media, and then people are like get weird and paranoid. So it's like if and then on top of that, there's the oppression where you think, oh, I'm going to lose everything if I get found out to have beliefs. So all of that works together to make it impossible for people to work together, to team up. I mean, I've spoken with people that are in this country now that were in Eastern Europe when those communist regimes were falling. And they're like, well, you know, when we were fighting like the Ceausescu government in Romania, or we were pushing against this or that government, they're like, you know, everybody was together, we were all unified. I'm like, you're in a poor country that still had everybody was of the same ethnicity, and you lived near each other, you all spoke the same language, and you all shared the same assumptions and ancestries and beliefs, and so yeah, even though you're poor and you have this oppressive Ceausescu regime hanging over your head, it actually was easy for you guys to organize resistance, relatively speaking, because you're all the same. Like, you're all on this, everyone's on the same page. So that's when they finally broke through and they came out against Ceausescu, it was like the whole country did right. it at the same time. Mm-hmm. He's like, there's that image of him giving a speech. And all of a sudden, everyone in this square that's supposed to listen to this guy's bullshit comes out like, fuck you, like, all at once. And then, like, he gets chased down and killed and, like, you know, so, and I know, like, the way that the West took over Eastern Europe, it didn't end up great. They were promised things that they didn't get, and that's true. Doesn't mean that these regimes weren't absolute scumbags, but the point is, the resistance in those countries, because this Romanian guy, I was talking to him, like, a couple weeks ago at a thing, doesn't matter, just met him at a thing, just happened to talk to him. He's like, yeah, what's going on? Like, why can't you guys get your shit together? And I'm like, guy, like, you're right, and it's pathetic, but here's all the social reasons that you in Romania, you could have your resistance organization very easily because of, you know, everybody's Romanian, everyone's basically of the same economic status.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's together, like, everyone also knows, like, everyone knows what's going on. So, like, your neighbor, who you know who it is because you've lived next to them for generations, you know the families, you go to them, you can just be like, yeah, you know, the fucking government. And everyone's like, yeah, yeah, fuck that, right? So, like, here, it's like, you don't know. Is my neighbor going to be someone of these, like, avid fucking, like, Democrat cat ladies that wants to, like, destroy white supremacy? Like, you can't talk to them. You don't know them, who they are. You can't trust them. And they've done this with this sort of hyper-individualist society that we have, this lack of community, and then they've treated it like it's a virtue. It's talked about like it's a virtue. Oh, diversity and this and that, and then, you know. So there's a serious lack of trust in this country, and that's really, I mean, we're becoming a low-trust country, and it's because of diversity, but there's other reasons too. And so how do you fight back against an organized ethnic group that, like, not only are they organized and pushing, you can't criticize them, because as mm-hmm. soon as you do, the whole state apparatus, the whole media and state apparatus,
everything comes crashing down on
you.
It's amazing that they will cover for even this shit community that everyone fucking hates to do what they do to these towns, to do what they do to these school districts, to do what they do to, like, the services available
what's
in these towns.
They
wreck these places.
And what's
they
amazing
destroy
is,
these places, like, as badly as, like, the niggers have done, like, the water system in Flint. You know, it's like, it's as, and then they cover for it.
The media is run by Jews, so they're never going to tell you. But then when you see, like, those comments from the average goys that live up there, And they're like very carefully like dancing around. They all know what the issue is. They're very carefully dancing around it. But they're see what the media will show you from what's coming out of Rockland County is totally distorted versus like what you're going to hear from somebody that lives there. And so you read it's very interesting reading those comments and seeing like how they all know what it is and they're all dancing around it. But then you see the media reports and they're like, oh, some people have decided to be anti-Semitic and criticize this building because Jews live there. Isn't that awful? And then Governor Cuomo comes in, you know, shilling for them as usual, like literally Jew's best friend. I don't know if there's ever been a better goy in the history of the world than Andrew Cuomo. It probably has, but Jesus.
Mario Cuomo?
Mario Cuomo was an extremely
Fredo
good
Cuomo?
Goy as well. Fredo Cuomo.
Fredo.
Yeah. We never even made fun of that. We never got a chance. Maybe we did, but, you know. Yeah, fuck Chris Cuomo, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you.
You're a faggot.
Fuck that act. Also,
Fredo.
I felt bad for the guy that did the Fredo thing because he backed down like a bitch. As soon as I would have gotten right tough back in his face, like, oh, you want to do your fucking cuisine act?
Yeah, you're gonna do that? Are you physically gonna assault me in public on camera?
No, I'd be like, all right, Chris,
CNN TV personality, go
punch
for
me
it.
In the face.
I'll give you the
right
first
now.
Shot.
Yeah, right now, do
you're
it because you're not gonna do it because this whole thing
shit.
Is a fucking act, Chris. That's what you gotta do.
That's why they call you Fredo. That's why you're Fredo. It's not the Italian N word. It's that you're an underachieving fucking faggot.
Yeah. One, you're not nearly as good of a goy as your brother. Actually, your brother's a better goy than you are, Chris.
And you know, this is actually like it was a misnomer, big time, because Fredo Corleone, he had the agency to
at least
turned his back and betrayed his brother and tried to take back what was his. Like Chris just sits there at CNN and takes it and fucking flexes his kettlebells on
Instagram. Like a bunch of other siblings that aren't even like there's like five Cuomo siblings. I don't know what the others do.
God help us.
But like, yeah, God knows. They probably also are in government doing all kinds of shit.
Who knows?
But the thing was, the other thing was like, it's a Fredo fucking move to fucking flex on a guy when you have security with you. Like, he had security guards.
Yeah.
So, he's standing, like, those guys, those sunglasses guys with the polo shirts, those are his fucking security.
Yeah.
He's the governor's brother. and he works for CNN. One, that doesn't mean every CNN anchor gets, like, a bodyguard, but the governor's brother does. Particularly, like, and he's out there. Guarantee you, all those, like, tough guys in sunglasses that got between those two were like, yeah, we're gonna make sure nothing happened. Those were fucking security guards. Those are his bodyguards. So, you can't be surrounded with fucking Goomba, you know, tough guy bodyguards, and be like, yeah, come at me. Throw the first punch. Punch, what are you going to do? You know, it's like, fuck you.
He's doing it.
There's
like, hold me back. And no one's holding him.
Yeah, it's like nobody, Chris Cuomo, like, there's not going to be a fight here. You're the governor's fucking brother, and you have security guards. Like, pretending like there was going to ever be a fight is the bitch move, and that's what the guy, unfortunately, he doesn't know how this New York fucking flexing goes, like this bullshit ball waving people do up here. You just got to ball wave back in their face as hard as possible because no one's going to fight. That's the most important thing to understand. Nobody's going to fight. So I would have just done the... And I would have gotten Cuisine right back in his face. Oh, you think this Italian thing, only you can do this? I'll do it.
Yeah, right.
And, but that guy was like, you know, he was like, I don't know. He's German or something. He didn't know how to deal with that like aggressive.
He's just like, look, I just had my one joke. Kind of.
He's like, I had one joke, and yeah,
I didn't know.
Sorry.
I didn't expect you to like flip out. Like,
I didn't.
This. I thought you could take it.
But that's the flex, though. Yeah. That's like the New York flex is like you flip out, and then the other person, you know, if you don't know how to do it back at him, if you're not ready to like flip out back at him, then it's like, oh,
you don't even have to say what. You just be like, ah, like that counts.
Yeah, that's good enough. Right?
That counts. That's
basically.
If you
what
can do that
did.
For longer than he's actually saying words, like you still win. Yeah. Like, ah!
You win.
Just keep doing it.
How you win is you gesticulate more and you do more like body motion and like
just make mouth noises.
Yeah, like all right, as I always want. Oh, Chris, you know, just do that more, like, and more aggressive, and then eventually, yeah, and the female is then attracted to the guy that does, you know,
right,
the woman.
Better.
Yeah.
Jesus. Too funny. Anyway, let's take a break for nothing.
I can't believe
here.
We blew an hour on that. That's
we
good.
Did.
I'm glad. That
good.
Was fun.
Content. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll put up that first hour.
Alex doesn't have internet. That's why he's not.
Yeah, Alex doesn't have internet.
That?
No,
I
didn't.
He said that.
No. It's really not because like, I can't browse through comments without like...
Some white male. We'll talk about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I got some white male, too.
We talk about this a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, look at that. It's keying out. Look at that. It's kind of cool.
Bishop sent me $5 to buy myself a bang.
Okay.
I don't know where he buys it.
Look at how the magazine is keying out.
That's the Mad Magazine is keying out. It's also keying out of existence.
Yeah,
because they don't make it anymore.
Somehow my face is not coming through.
You know that your magazine's doing bad when like the ad on the back is a joke. It's not even an ad.
Well, they didn't do ads. They don't do ads. Everything is content. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh, well, this is an ad. Sundays at midnight on Adult Swim. I guess that is a thing.
Oh well, there was when I was reading the
TikTok from the creators of TikTok.
When I was reading the regrets from the publishers, they were like, "Yeah, they actually in recent years they even started selling a few pages of ads but before they didn't used to do it."
Oh, this is the Foldy thing.
Yeah,
I haven't done one of these since I was like a little kid.
What is it actually folding?
I don't fucking know.
All right, well,
you gotta get the A and B together.
Yeah,
I can't. We'll do origami.
We'll do it during round the break. And also, yeah. Oh God, how can you fold that magazine? It's gonna be worth something.
Yeah, it's worth something.
Right,
it's worth something. We'll be back.
All I see are NPCs. We live in a society. All I see are NPCs. We live in a society. We live in a society.
It's happening. Here we are. I'm not banging.
What is that?
Diet A&W root beer.
Okay. That might be something I might want to get involved in that later.
Yeah, you want some root beer? Kind of flat.
No, not right now because we already started recording. So
I had two bangs yesterday. It was terrible.
I was looking through this this book here.
You're looking through the Holocaust book there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's so much here. It's like, just read the foreword. Okay, let's just start.
I love to read the foreword.
Talking about it starts off with a bang. Yeah, the foreword. Okay, so this is somebody sent this in the white mail. I don't know if we had other white mail we wanted to do. So this, we can do. You can if you want.
I think that was
the
most significant white
mail.
You
want to do the little intro bit there? You know, you don't have to.
I don't believe.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Okay.
You don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I mean, that works too.
I mean, that was the wrong one, but
I mean, it's okay. Like this also
fucking white male.
There, this is right next to that one. Yeah,
this makes me angry. So we have the Holocaust. Now this is a book. Board of Education of the City of New York, Division of Curriculum and Instruction, 1978-79 series. So this book is the same age as you.
That's not long after they invented the Holocaust.
It's about it right the when they. It's like. It's soon after they invented this idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so, forward. The curriculum was prepared in response to wide demand by concerned citizens and educators. I somehow doubt that. It was more like a wide demand by Jews to brainwash the Goyim. To support curricula on the subject of genocide. So, it really shows you, like, this
oh, so they cover the Holodomor in there? Like, all kinds of genocide?
You hear this. Check this out. It's good. Okay. I'm about to read. But I want to point out, like, the Holocaust as a thing kind of came to being in the 70s. And so this is late 70s, 78, 79, New York City curriculum. And, we're responding to a wide demand. Because in 1950s America, nobody talked about the Holocaust. Even though we had just defeated Germany and all that, and we were supposed to be really proud of it.
Well, they hadn't come up with it
yet. And Nazis were bad guys in a lot of fiction and stuff.
Yeah.
But even then, you had like Colonel Klink, and it was kind of like a joke.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a big deal. And then, you know, you had Jewish comic books, and they actually even said, like, Stan Lee and Captain America, who started doing Captain America comic books again in the 60s, in the 70s did a series about, like, Captain America, like, finding the concentration camps and stuff. And so, like... It's all, and of course, Captain America was this blonde Aryan that's how they tricked you, right? They mm-hmm, gave you mm-hmm. this picture of this blue-haired, blonde-eyed.
And he like really cares.
Whatever, reverse, yeah.
Really cares about these Jews.
Oh, he cares more about Jews than you would believe.
So you wonder, like, because like, remember when I did like the Hitler's in the Future bit the other day, Mayavlitz like, oh, this is brilliant, it's so funny, but he's like, but you didn't cover, even though they couldn't find the bodies and you didn't see, you know, the ovens didn't, like, how did they know that 6 million people died? I'm like, dude, have you ever paid attention? They just made it up.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, it's not like it happened and they were talking about it. Like, they just made it up. And this is how they made it up.
Yeah, so this is a thick volume.
That's okay? A thick volume.
It's like not,
several C's.
It's like, thick. Yeah, it's a big book and it's got a lot of lies in here. I was just thumbing through and found some, but just the foreword will give you a little taste. We don't have to go into too much of it. Why demand, not true, by citizens and educators to support curriculum on the subject of genocide, the destruction of human beings solely on the basis of racial, religious, or ethnic identification? The history of mankind includes several episodes of human tragedy, the religious persecution of early Christians in the Roman Empire and Jews in medieval Europe.
But we don't care about that.
Well, yeah, let me just
we're going to skip ahead.
Just wait. And Jews in medieval Europe, the enslavement of blacks in America, the exile of Native...
That wasn't a genocide.
The exile of Native American Indians from their homelands.
Enslavement of blacks, like that was like an ethnogenesis.
Yes, it actually was.
We created a version of blacks that you couldn't send back to Africa. We
created a racial group that's like different than blacks in Africa. Anyway, the exile of Native American Indians from their homelands, the extermination of the Armenians in modern Turkey.
Oh, wow.
The starvation and exile of defeated people in recent wars in Biafra and Bangladesh. Okay. Whatever.
All right. I guess that's something you care about.
I don't.
Basically, this is all window dressing.
Like, I'm sure.
Tell me about the glass.
You want to hear the.
Let's talk about the window.
You want to hear the. This is the denouement here of this. The Holocaust, the mass murder of millions of Jews in Europe in the era of World War II. Has been selected for this curriculum because of this tragic chapter in human history. The intent and scope of mass murder are unprecedented. So let's give a little.
Let's give some lip service to these other events.
But let's get to the meat of it right
here. This
one's
the one that really. This is the one we're really bad.
We really care about this one.
So let's see what they say. This particular act of code enforcement. Was particularly egregious on overdevelopment.
The Holocaust in Europe is a painful subject for young people and their teachers. It is almost too serious.
It's painful to have to keep hearing about it. It's like, we get it. Fine, it was a war. It's like, shut up.
It's a painful subject because, like, you don't shut the fuck up about it. Yes, it's painful. Oh, God, I'm going to groan as you mention this again. It is almost too serious for classroom study. Yet the horror of genocide in the 20th century must be faced, and the story must be told so that our students of all races and religions in our public schools can understand the danger confronting all peoples when human rights are denied to any one people.
The oven's still on.
And the oven it goes.
Crispy as fuck.
This will also at some point go into the fire pit, but like we're gonna have to go through it a little bit more.
We'll do one of our rituals.
Yes. So this is Arnold Webb, Executive Director, Curriculum Instruction, City of New York. Oh God. Oh my God!
We're gonna talk about ovens.
Yeah, basically that's what this book is. That's the intro. We're gonna talk about ovens. So, part one: scope and sequence. Part two: lessons, plans, and learning activities. So
this is a textbook. This is like a teacher's, or is this like a teacher's edition? Like they're teaching from this book.
This is a curriculum. It's like it's basically the teacher's edition. Like it's like how you should set up your lessons on it. And look how big it is. That's the crazy thing. It's like here's all your lessons on the Holocaust. Here's what you got to teach, and they give them like bullet points. The thing is. If you look, it's like in this bullet pointed format, right? So it's like, but it's like it's unbelievable. Okay, Nazi racial policies and anti-Jewish actions, elimination of Jews from German societies, euthanasia for racial purity, Hitler's lifelong hatred of Jews, racism, and totalitarianism in the Nazi Party program, the Führer's absolute authority. I mean, the thing is, like a lot of these are not accurate to what was going on. Like it's mostly made up, and it's also like it's through a particular lens. Like they're it's like it's a spin on what was going on, and they say like
maybe
they,
it's like through a green eye shade.
Yeah, so yeah. So it's like it's a very heavy distortion of what really went on at the time. When you read other sources on this, you start to get a clearer picture of how this actually went on. So theme four, how did the Nazis carry out racist policies and genocidal murder of the European countries they conquered?
How did they do
that? World War II, how did they do that? Theme seven, how can the study of the Holocaust contribute to a more humane world?
God.
Bringing the perpetrators of genocide to justice.
Oh, God.
International efforts to prevent genocide. The condition of the Jew since the Holocaust. Oh, you know what I bet they don't talk about is Israel. I bet you that's
not. They don't talk about bulldozers. No,
they don't. They never do. Calendars of lessons. So they've got, this is all set up. Like, at some point we can go through some of these bullet points, but wow, they've got, dude, this is a really, like, in-depth lesson plan.
Do they include soap and lampshades in it, or is this after that was debunked already?
What the heck?
I don't know. I wonder if they...
So they've got these, question. To what extent is the individual responsible for his own actions? How are we to determine who is guilty and who is responsible?
Oh, this is a good German following orders question.
Suggested approach. Read the play The Investigation by Peter Weiss.
Jesus Christ.
Also from the resource materials in part two, see reading 119.
I'm going to kill myself!
Prosecutor's letter protesting Callie's release. That is Lieutenant Callie, the guy that shot up the town of My Lai in Vietnam. Mm. That's who I'm assuming they're talking about. Some readers have compared the trial in the investigation to a rape trial. Comment on this comparison. Content emphasis. Select various passages for comment and discussion. This is all I hear.
Like a rape trial where it's like a false accusation? Is that what they're getting at?
I don't know.
I mean, that would make sense.
9-week course of study. High school. Aims and objective. To develop an understanding of Holocaust literature and how it is unique. To see how authors use literary devices such as symbolism, metaphor, foreshadowing, understatement, and other imagery to amplify the material they are presenting. Oh, God. How do they amplify? Wait, what? Amplify. Also, sort of funny, along with this book, because a guy found this, I guess, in some thrift store book, like, you know, used bookstore or something like that, which there are a bunch of around. And inside of it were some papers from the that the original owner of the book, or one of the original owners, had inside. And so here we have a little newspaper clipping on, it must be from some teacher's newspaper, classroom resources. You probably can't really see it. Classroom resources. While there are many resources teachers can turn to in teaching about the Holocaust era, among those sources most frequently mentioned are several teachers working with this subject are New York State Holocaust Resource Center, Jewish Labor Committee, CUNY Holocaust Studies Consortium, that's City University of New York, Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, American Jewish Committee, State Education Department is now preparing a curriculum which is scheduled to be released later this spring. That's from 1980. Here we also have this. International Taxation Conference for Accountants in Industry and Practice. June 17th, 1980, United Nations Plaza Hotel, 1 United Nations Plaza, New York City. So, look at that.
Beautiful.
So whoever had this book was very interested in this as well. I find that's kind of funny. Also, just funny seeing stuff this old, 1980, wow. International Taxation Conference. Register now.
Taxation is theft.
Discover the easy way of guaranteeing you have the knowledge to service your international tax clients better than anyone else. Oh, God, your international tax clients. And it's got this, so it looks like it's got like this, so as you know, in Rockefeller Center, this is a statue. There's this,
Atlas.
You can see it here. This is a statue of Atlas in Rockefeller Center in New York City.
He's got a nonplussed.
Which is very much in the, it's very much in the Randian style. It's very much in the Ayn Rand style, that statue. And here's some just paper. It looks like an instruction for an exam taken in New York City high schools in 1980. It says, students, lunch will be served period 3 for those who are normally scheduled period 3 lunch. Wow, thank you for that. Okay, so I'm normally scheduled period 3 lunch. So now I want period 3 lunch. Now I'm fucking starving.
Period 3 lunch? God, that's going to be like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I mean, period 3 was like, oof. I don't know how they did it in 1980. Be certain to bring 2 sharpened number 2 pencils and an eraser to school Wednesday, April 23rd, 1980. Signed, Carl Berlin, principal.
Carl.
So Carl Berlin was the principal of a school in New York City in 1980.
Wonderful.
Where do you think Carl Berlin is from? You think he's from Berlin?
Thank you, God, for choosing us.
You think Carl Berlin is like originally from Berlin? You think he's related to Irving? Irving Berlin? You know, the guy who wrote the, what was it, God Bless America?
I mean.
By Irving Berlin. Oh, God. Where is Irving from? He's from Berlin. He got kicked out. He had to leave Berlin.
Is Halsey English?
Yeah, well. Halsey.
He's English.
Halsey is from England.
He speaks English.
He's from England.
Oh.
He's from England. Just like some people are from Russia or from Berlin.
From Russia.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That's that. There's probably more howlers in here. The guy that wrote a little letter and he said every page is every page leaves you more thunderstruck than the last.
Well, of course there's howlers in there. It's a book about the goddamn Holocaust.
Yeah.
It's a book about educating people on the Holocaust.
I mean,
the entire thing is just
I'm thunderstruck by the length of the book.
Mm.
And just like the amount, though, there's more little scraps of paper in here. It's pretty Oh, God, look at this.
Oh, God, look at this guy.
We got pictures here. Look at this. So these are Jews in labor camps.
Mm.
it looks like. But this one's even better here. So we got look at
those kids are laboring. Look like they're sitting in.
Look, they're sitting in a really.
They're sitting around doing nothing.
These are the kids getting Holocaust instruction. Ah. They're like, when is this over?
Yeah.
Please. Please. So here we have, I don't know what these are, but this is like some Jew. Is that like a Jew like in a hammer and anvil? Or is that, that's like a pagan? That's like Odin or something? I don't know.
Is that Odin?
No. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who it is. I can't read any of this. I got to have my glasses. Take a look. Those pictures.
It just says an old blacksmith.
Yeah. So, why did they
market
have
a day in a small town? Famous Yiddish writers gathered for a conference in fucking Krakow. Yeah, that's great. Oh God, look at these fucking kikes. Famous Yiddish writers.
So I'm amazed at. I feel like a picture of an old blacksmith. It's like I didn't think that Jews did that kind of work. You sure you didn't just like buy those materials? You sure you didn't just like extort the people, the goyim working in the local surrounding townships, and then get the. But yeah, that book is just like, yeah, there's a lot to.
Oh, God, an eyewitness account.
Oh, my God. Oh, that should be fun. What does this say?
Who's the SS Struma? I don't know what this is.
Let me see. What is it? What are they saying?
I don't know.
The SS Struma. They came to my house.
I saw eyewitness account. I was hoping it was going to be some like lampshade stuff. But
I feel like.
I guess we have to read this whole story. There's like several pages.
On some level, like, I feel like in that era. Even they were a little bit like, you know, the soap and lampshade stuff is kind of like the TV stuff. Like they put that, like, I don't know. I mean, but they did teach that to me in school. I did learn that in school, soap and lampshades, you know. So, yeah. What do you got? What else? What are you looking at now?
I guess we got to pregame this book because there's just
no,
too much.
It's like every page leaves you thunderstruck.
Well, it's like, I don't know. I don't know which story to like start reading.
Well, I just read whatever I come across. I just read whatever you see. Like debasement of language. The syntax and language of German bureaucracy were well developed long before National Socialism began to fashion the language to conform to their own needs. They themselves richly contribute to its further development. Nazi Deutsch, National Socialist German, dubbed by one of its analysts, the language of the Third Reich began to develop in infancy. The move, blah, blah, blah. So, okay. So, they're hitting everything here. Like, yeah. I love, they're complaining about bureaucratic gang language. Like, what about the debasement of language from Jews? What about Jewish? What about Jewish debasement of our language and the way we talk about things? What about the way that they've debased how we can even talk about ethnicity and race and human differences and nations and peoples and like the fact that you have to dance around all these topics to meet with? You want to talk about bureaucratization and totalitarian language control? I mean, this is basically one of the regimes that we're living under where you can't even talk about, as soon as you mention, how many euphemisms? And it's not even like Jews and blacks. It's like people actually will talk about Jews and blacks. White people. Try and talk about white people in an official capacity in America. And you can't do it. You can only talk about white people when you're attacking them. Mm-hmm. They can only be something bad. If you're addressing them in any other way, you see politicians, they use all these other euphemisms. Like hardworking Americans. There's one we came up with recently. There's another one. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, you see like salt of the earth, the real American people, the hardworking people, the taxpayers, the middle class. Like, you know, like these are all, that's all what politicians say, the dog whistle to you that they're talking about whites. But, you know, they can't just tell you, yeah, we're talking about you, white people. So they leave it open ended and the same, like they will talk about Jews when they're being oppressed and blacks and stuff, but if you talk about whites, and the game is that, you know, the other side, and it used to be you'd say, oh, is liberals always watching for conservatives to do this? Conservatives now equally watch for liberals to do this because both sides have completely endorsed Judaism, have completely been, you know, absorbed by it. So now it's like each side is racist. You think about this, the rhetorical competition, you want to talk about perversion of language, the rhetorical competition in politics now, and the funny thing is conservatives play this game more than liberals, is who's racist. Probably the best example, we should now, that's my segue into talking about that Rory Stewart character. You want to bring that tweet up? And Jamie, you want to
is that the guy with the teeth?
That's the guy with the teeth and the racism. Yeah, so let's just...
Oh, why does it? I want to see all.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So let's bring that up. We got this guy on. So You want to talk about something funny? So this liberal UK MP.
This reminds me, I need to like, take my kid to the orthodontist.
Yeah. He's
Oh yeah, that's what I wanted. That's
he's
what I
out
wanted.
There in the UK. He's a liberal, and this guy's like a Labour Party guy. So he's going around touring places, and of course he does some selfies with constituents. And
One of them came out. One's a little different than the others.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the others. And you know, you want to look at this. You want to look at these in a clockwise. You don't want to go. You don't want to go right to left.
Look at these photos.
You want to go around the clock so you can see the
something
last one.
Something about this one didn't make him laugh.
But that's it's pretty. You can click on the last one. Click on the one with the Blake.
Oh,
also it's like really a funny.
So happy, thank God.
Now I'm next to, and then I'm just next to an Arab now. Not a, but first of all, it's like, see, I would actually be smiling next to that girl. I'm like, oh, look at this. All
right,
she's not bad. Then it's like he's like got the biggest smile next to her. Notice, and then so, oh.
He knows not to relax.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's not relaxed around that guy. And nor should he be.
That's good stuff.
And that is just, I'm sorry. It's also like I think we all know what it is. Particularly type. He's a particular type of black. It's not like he's like a black in like a nice suit. Nice power suit looking like Seal or something like that.
And so this guy's being...
Oh, dude, the responses are out of control, dude. Like,
he's being savaged by conservatives, you said, because yes. This guy's a shitlib.
Well, some of them are shitlibs, but then I noticed in there, you've got, like, Ian Miles Chong jumps in, and, like, conservatives jump in, and basically everybody's jumping in, because it's like...
Naggers.
Because, the thing is, it's like, all right, so...
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. That was good. That was
so
good.
The thing is, like basically...
So we put him in face app and fixed it. Yeah. Phew, close one. That's pretty good.
But the funny thing is that, like, I noticed, like, blue check conservatives were in there attacking this guy. But the other thing is, so everybody does it, and the thing that everyone signals is, like, oh, I'm culturally astute. Like, I'm aware of the things.
I know the rules here.
I know the rules.
I know you're not supposed to do this to a black person.
Yeah, I know the rules, and not only do I know the rules, but I'm like, yeah, I mean.
That's good. Good responses.
So it's like, not only do I know the rules, but, like, I'm good at, like, I'm like, ironic and funny, and I like, pick these out, you know. So, like, dude, people keep doing
You gotta be watching the video.
Oh, alright. Okay. Alright, I don't need the sound.
It's not actually funny.
I just wanted to, like, I just wanted to expand it.
Dude.
It's not actually funny, he says. I'm gonna start this over. Oh, he's happy. He's happy. That's just brilliant.
The music kind of not necessarily.
Yeah, that's why I muted it. I figure, like, why would there be music? This is great. Halfway through it, it's going to buffer. This is a huge fucking piece of ultra HD video right here.
Instagram account or whatever that at is.
I don't care what that is. I'm just like... Good stuff. It's good stuff.
The other funny thing is...
What else are you going to think about?
I think we have a... Jeez.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Okay. That's good shit.
I think we have a good idea of
just keep zooming in on his face. And of course it starts it over loops automatically. Again, yes. It can't just stop and like it can't just like graciously just stop and leave my screen. And now it's stuck open.
Yeah,
I can't.
No,
I have
escape,
to like,
you gotta hit escape.
Yeah. All right, I got out. Jesus.
So I think we actually have an idea, though, of who that black is. But I do think it's remarkable. Just let me sort of finish commenting on this. That the people chiming in, the ratio is out of control on this. And it's literally like everybody chiming in to be like, yeah, not only do I know the rules, but I'm going to signal that I know them in like a funny and clever way. And that indicates to you that like I have like I'm like culturally relevant and like part of the whole bit we do. And like, I don't know. It's just like this again, like yet another. Like, I get it. I don't know. Now I'm starting to get annoyed with these.
Like, all right. Just, I mean, I still like them.
You still, okay, that's fine. Okay, now that's what I call yikes.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I hate that fucking,
yeah.
All these that was racist things. And
it's probably enough.
That's pretty funny.
Why are you running? I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, if you go to his Twitter account, you see the tweet right above that one. I don't know if you can do that because you got to scroll again. I sent, yeah, there it is. So I think we have an idea of who that black guy was. Because I think he's going to tell us right here who
he was. So. Expand it. Volume is on, and now I will press play.
Let's see if it works.
Now in Hartlepool, just come out of what probably is one of the most troubling things I've seen in the last week of traveling around the Northeast. Just been in a food bank. Very different from Cumbrian food banks. Firstly, obviously, far more people coming in and out. But also the range of different issues. Everything from, for example, a young Nigerian guy who seemed to be doing quite well, who is doing a degree in college in aeronautical engineering, right the way through to people, a girl who'd taken herself out of school, of course, illegally at the age of 13 and a half, doesn't want to go.
Hold up. Is you saying the Nigerian that dropped out of school at 13 is getting a degree? And aeronautical engineering.
If you're getting a degree in aeronautical engineering,
you might be Nigerian.
You might be Nigerian.
If you dropped out of school when you were 13.
If you're email scamming and that's still a boomer lady in America.
But what
you might be Nigerian.
What aeronautical engineering program do you qualify for when you were 13, when you dropped out of sixth grade?
He's talking about a different person that he met. That's another person.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure if you listen.
I thought it was the same guy.
No, it's a different person. He said everyone from the Nigerian on the aeronautical engineering to a girl who dropped out of school. If you want to go back, I guarantee right.
I like my version better.
Yeah, but I think the point is, if you look in the background of the video, like in that street right behind him, you see a lot of blacks wandering
back
around.
To school, huge.
So he's saying, like,
he was talking to someone who'd taken, I imagine, heroin and Valium quite shortly before I spoke to him. At least it was very, very difficult to engage.
Maybe that was the black
people
guy.
With breast cancer, people who you could see just the impact of living on the streets, just what that means to you physically, to your skin, to your well-being.
Oh, to your skin.
And a real sense
of intensity. What kind of
skin
clues?
Maybe their skin all ruddy in it.
What kind of clues from their skin did you pick up to indicate that
their skin was very dark. It was darker than mine. And if you see what living on the street does to your hair, it makes very nappy.
But you're not really doing a good version of this guy's accent.
Well, it's the first time I've heard his accent.
Well, he's like just like a nerdy Scottish guy, I think.
But but I need to like marinate in this guy's voice for a while before I can really imitate. But I can just in a pinch.
I can imitate his tooth problem.
I'll just pretend he's Mike. Okay. Yeah. These people. Look. It looked like she had just taken.
She
had just
took
taken Valium
out of school
and
illegally.
She took
at 13.
It's 13.
She was
years
only
old.
13 years old.
And now he's doing aeronautical engineering.
Look,
Bruce,
go and get the degree in aeronautical engineering, Bruce. Why can't you be more like this well-put-together Nigerian man? Bruce.
A lot can't of this, fly of course, is backed by Universal Credit.
Yeah, it's Universal Credit. Rufus? What's his friend, the black friend in the Batman movie? Rufus Miles? What's
nigga.
Yeah.
I think it's Fox.
Yeah, is it Nigel or Rufus?
I don't know.
I think it's like Rufus. I can't. Someone's going to know and they're going to be like, how dare you not get this right? I can't remember.
Because like, who the hell? Oh my God.
Oh, Lucius.
Who the
hell cares? Lucius. It's Lucius.
Lucius Fox. That sounds right. That sounds overdramatic enough to be in a Batman movie.
Also, like, how many black dudes named Lucius? That used to be.
Lucius. Lucius, look. Lucius.
Should his name be, like, Cool Lucius?
Gotta get your degree.
Delucius. Like a D apostrophe and then Lucius.
This food bank, Bruce.
This food bank.
The food bank. It's not like
living on the streets. Living on the streets makes your hair kink up and nappy.
It changes your skin. It's like everybody on the street. They turn black. All their skin is dark.
They all smell terrible. Hey, skin's black, but it's also, it's also got a white edge.
The impact
of
living on the streets, Bruce, it makes you black. You just see it in the skin that they live on the streets.
Personal credit, but that's not the end of it, because as you began to get into conversations, into housing provision, and then beneath that, into addiction, and into mental health, the sense that these are people with terrible, terrible needs that require incredibly intense, often intimate personal relationships of trust if you're to begin to turn those lives around.
I think he's saying it's a lost cause, Bruce.
Yeah, it's kind of like, all right, Rory.
So,
like, listen, Rory.
See, I hate thinking about this issue too hard.
Thinking
about addiction.
Rory.
What are you addicted
to? It's a lost cause, Rory. You can't.
One day I hope that I'll.
You can't do anything for him, Rory.
Rory, I hope one day you'll just disappear.
Yeah, just like that gap in your teeth. Rory, you got to go through orthodontist, Rory. Got to go. I know I'm not one to talk, but I'm getting the implants in a couple weeks. Rory.
Is that just like a flex by dentists? Like, they pull your teeth out? But yeah, like 2 months, we'll put those implants in.
I don't know, dude. You saw that tooth. It did not look good when he pulled it out.
Oh, yeah. God, that's right. I tried to block that out. You showed me that tooth.
Yeah, it one looked like a chicken. Well, first of all, the tooth was huge. But second of all, he said there was like a sack, like an abscess sack.
Oof.
And I was like, thank you.
Well, I have a friend that's had like a screw sticking out of his gums for like months. Like that's like what it's going to get mounted on.
He already put that in.
Yeah.
That's in there. It's already in the bone.
It's already in there?
That's why I had stitches.
Oof.
Because he like sewed.
Ridiculous.
He like sewed the skin back around that now that's all healed. And then he'll put the tooth in a couple of weeks.
I'm just sitting here like, all right, everybody's crying about like there being fluoride in the water. It's like my mom gave me fluoride vitamins when I was a kid. And I fucking have all these teeth. I've never had one drilled.
Yeah, but you're also like a complete moron.
That's true. But I think I get by though.
Yeah.
I do get by.
Maybe you wouldn't be nearly as irritable as you are.
You think the fluoride made me irritable?
I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe I don't know.
I mean, it didn't turn me gay.
That's true.
A wife and kids.
It did not turn you gay.
I really like Womans.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't mean I like them. I like their, not like their company or anything. Just like making use of their parts and stuff.
Yes, I understand.
Their company's terrible.
I understand. Look, if you're going to turn these lives around, Bruce.
Yeah. Can you,
tastes intense. He's like really intense.
It makes you think of that.
And I want to be the one to have those intense personal, intimate relationships with their skin.
You can't have intimate relationships with every homeless person, bros.
It's like, yeah, well, this guy wants to.
You just have to let them overdose, bros.
Yeah.
You have to let them kill each other. Each other.
Yeah.
Bros. Exactly. Look. So, what else is
going to happen? It's a lost cause in Cumbria.
What the kind of gay shit is here? What the fuck is Cumbria?
It's a place.
Is that like where you go to like when you've been edging all day?
It's a place in that island.
When you've been edging all day, finally, you arrive at Cumbria.
All right.
I mean, let it go. You have your own country.
Enough.
Entire country.
It's a place in the north of England.
You go north of England.
Or maybe it's in Scotland. I don't know.
Finally release. Well, that is in the north of England, isn't it?
Yes, Scotland is north of England. It's not. Boy, someone's going to get really mad at you for saying it's in the north of England. No, it's just north.
I know, but sometimes I try to make people mad.
But my thing is, like, I've never been to Scotland, but I have been to England. I'm like, when you cross that border, you just waltz across because it's really technically under the same government. So,
I don't know.
Like, it's like, now you're in Scotland. Now you're in just another province of the United Kingdom, Scotland. It's like, oh.
The kingdom is united, is it not?
Yeah.
Very difficult to find out what the solutions are. And at the same time, a huge sense of optimism in terms of the volunteers.
Get the fuck out of here!
Their compassion, their practicality, their sense of humor, their commitment to turn up every Thursday, and the way in which they're dealing with some of the most difficult and disturbing images I've seen in Britain.
Hartlepool,
just come
God
out of
God damn it, just stop! Fuck! I thought I hit the stop button and instead started over. Nobody feels optimistic in those places.
People are like, when the fuck do I get to get out of here?
No, they probably like feel good about themselves. Like, oh, look what I'm doing.
That's mainly what it is. Like, he's like, the virtue signaling of the volunteers is impressive here.
Mm.
No, it's probably what he's saying. The volunteers are very impressive virtue signaling. I can't do this guy's accent either.
Oh, here's another one. Oh, God.
I don't want to. What is he talking about?
Talking about the same shit. It's the same shit. He's talking about how to help. Like, yeah. He's trying to.
Because of people's history of wow. Tories in the Middle East.
Did you just like lay this phone on a fucking like subwoofer?
Yeah.
To the issue of mining. People actually don't, for understandable reasons, really want to hear.
All right. Shut the fuck up.
Well, he's actually talking about how like.
Here's another. I like how he's trying to cover for his racist selfie. Bag.
Here's me with white people.
Here's
where I'm
me being
not
unhappy around white people too. See, sometimes I don't smile.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't smile, bros.
Sometimes I don't smile when I'm near poor people. I mean, black
sometimes.
People.
Sometimes I look sullen.
Yeah,
it just happens.
I don't know how we segued into this, but this is just really funny. When I saw that quartet of images there,
outstanding,
I was,
just on the edge of Easington.
Right. This guy just loves going to shitty neighborhoods.
Next to here was the mine, which of course closed in the 1980s. So now actually...
Well, that's actually real issue. I just wanted to see all those those mining, because you know they did shut down Margaret Thatcher did shut down all those mines, and yeah, those.
What she do that for?
International finance capital.
Oh, right.
And you see those towns up there? They do have a mine. Problem where, but the thing is, it's actually similar. The problems they have in that part of England and Scotland to the problems you get in like the middle of the U.S., the Rust Belt in particular, how you had these working class towns, these men that were used to working with their hands, doing this kind of hands-on labor, and they had developed the kind of certain kinds of neighborhoods around them. Up there they had those row homes. Out here we had, you know, they had like little towns that grew up with suburban houses and things like that. They grew up around these mines, and they developed communities, and then they just got abandoned. And they got abandoned for political and economic reasons of big business. And Margaret Thatcher came in, and the bait and switch they do with Margaret Thatcher is she was supposedly really socially conservative. She was going to cut your taxes. So if you're like in the urban middle class, if you're either a business owner or you're a relatively high income worker, you're like, yes, please stop the government from leeching off my paycheck so much. But then the other thing that they do is the unseen thing that they do is then you go out into the other parts of your country and they're just absolutely ravaging it. And so really that part of London, sorry, that part of the UK.
What's the difference?
Yeah, no, I know that part of the UK where those mine that north in like York and in the north of the UK and in Scotland, where they had a lot of mines. And there was a big working class mining community, and they had a big fight. They actually fought the government. Like, they straight up would just fight them.
Yeah.
And, like, they just fight the police. And they would win because, again, they had unity. And they had unity because they were all the same ethnic group. They all lived in the same communities, and they all knew each other.
And the police weren't trained to be fucking mercenary killing machines.
Yeah, the police also weren't just going to, like, kill them for interacting. And, yeah, it is a very similar thing of what happened to the Midwest in America. You know, so, and this happened in other parts of Europe as well, like this similar deindustrialization, and it's just, you know, and it left people like, and then you get these guys like Rory Stewart, who's a shitlib, who goes out and he like pretends to care. He's like, oh, the mine closed in 1980. Now look at this community. I mean, look, it did look like shit, right? Like, that lawn's overgrown, those houses are falling apart. They're probably at one point nice. When white people lived in them, when mining families lived in them, and they maintained a nice community, now it's gone to shit. And he goes up there and he cries like these faux tears. But then at the same time, you know, he just is using that as like a launch pad for them. He talks about racial equality and integration. And this is the bait and switch that Jews do. So the right wing party, the party that's like that whites are gravitating towards, is doing all the cutting taxes, giving you big business. Deindustrialization, losing job security, no more benefits, no more labor, whatever. And then the left-wing party's like, oh, we're all about the labor and the blah, blah, but then they're bringing in faggots and brown people everywhere. So, again, that's why the third position is the best policy. You want to take little from each. And that's what the people really want, too. Like, because I guarantee you those miners that were fighting the Thatcher government were not particularly interested in homosexuality and having a bunch of Muslims and Arabs and blacks move into their neighborhoods either. Like, they were like, yeah, you know, fuck Margaret Thatcher and fuck Big Capital and the boss. But also, like, yeah, no thank you with the gay and the black stuff. Please, no thank you. We're not going to need that stuff. Also, why is there Nigerians utilizing food banks in Hartlepool?
Why are they using food banks and going to aeronautics college?
Well, that's how he affords it, right?
Well, hopefully this is going to work.
Also, whatever. Like,
your little
code
program didn't work, by the way.
What's that?
Your little like comments.
Oh, you probably just did it wrong.
The editor like changed it into something else. Like, they see alt text inside those tags now. Hopefully it posted.
All right. Well,
hour one is up.
I'll figure it out. Does it work? I mean, I can fix it if needs be.
No, I just deleted it all.
Okay, sorry.
So now I'm gonna have a mess when I go to do.
Well, we'll figure it out. It's not gonna. When we go to post
this thing
show,
that we started doing on a whim, and now we have to do it every time, or the pay chads get mad. Like, it's becoming a real bitch.
All right. Well, whatever. It leads to you not paying attention during the second hour.
That's why. Yeah. That's why we need. Like. That's why we need a third Goy here so that I can like get work done.
So.
But anyway. Where are we? Widgets.
Because yeah. when I'm like talking and making points and I get the sense you're like not engaged. I'm like, what? Who am I talking to?
We're talking to the audience.
I know, but they're not giving me any feedback because we're not doing it live. But
right.
But
they're happy though.
I think you get what I'm saying, or you probably weren't listening. But maybe you can just pretend like yeah, you know, you were completely.
No, I know.
Right
you're basically like kosher sandwich. Here's how it works.
Yeah, but it was also talking about how they deindustrialized the north of England, and they also deindustrialized
and they
the
divide and conquer. And, they use both parties to.
Yeah. So that stuff. So now you want to talk about Mad Magazine?
Oh, right. That was the other thing. So somebody mailed this in. This is another piece of fucking white mail.
Beautiful white mail.
This is the final.
Magazine.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the final like episode, the final issue they ever published.
Yeah, I don't know if it was. So I remember hearing recently, within the last few months, that they were canceling. I don't know if this is the final. Maybe it was one of the final ones. That they were canceling new issues of this. So they're going to put Mad Magazine, they're going to keep putting it out, but they're just going to use archival material and just put out the magazine. That way they don't have to pay creators
to
make new
cold.
Stuff. And
we should
do
that.
One of the guys that was like the editor, he was out there on Twitter like lamenting this and getting all mad and like crying. And like nobody was like the few people were responding to him, but generally speaking, very few people were. And one of the people that was, one of the people that was lamenting it actually was Marky Vanier, who was the writer of Gru the Wanderer. You remember that comic? Sergio Aragon's, who's actually one of the funnier cartoonists. He's like the Spanish guy, and his cartoons are they're actually funny. But anyway, they did this comic in the 80s called Gru the Wanderer that was actually really fucking funny. It was like not Jewy. It didn't seem Jewy. Like there's just this dumb barbarian that goes around and like messes things. It was very, I liked it. I thought it was really funny.
Like I've been reading Kugel. And Kugel finally grabbed a cudgel.
Okay, Kugel cudgels?
He finally, like, I was waiting for Kugel to grab a cudgel and, like, beat somebody with it. And he finally did it.
Does Kugel enjoy noodle Kugel?
What's noodle Kugel?
It's like a Jewish dish.
Sounds
not good.
Nobody would enjoy that.
No, it's very bad. It's very, very bad. It's like a noodle. It's like Jewish noodles, but it's like there's this weird sweet sauce that they put on it. It's not good. Like, I've never liked it. Anyway. I was reading through this Mad magazine, and first of all, Mad is like super Jewish, right? Like the publishers and most of the artists and stuff.
That shit is, yeah.
And this also is keying out because you got green there. Little squares keying out are green.
Should I unkey like everything? We just be on a green. We'll just talk it over a green screen.
No, it's fine.
Are you sure?
No, right. It's fine. There's no point to. But the artwork here. So they've got, you know, they would do these big spreads. They got this big.
They're really funny drawings.
The drawings are funny. Like I'll be honest, like the artwork is funny. But, like, what they're saying is not at all funny. Like, the captions is not funny. So, it's like some Trump... Okay. It's like some Trump White House thing. So, we got some recognizable characters. We got Alex Jones. There's Sean Spicer there. On this side, we got Geraldo and Jeff Sessions. Some other recognizable characters. Here we got Ivanka and Don Jr. there. Now, the interesting thing is they keep having these, and here we got there's Trump himself and his bathrobe. But the interesting thing is in this is called like Mary Poopins. It's called Dizzy, so they've got, is it Dizzy, not Disney?
Mary Poopins.
Mary Poopins goes to the White House, and it's really stupid jokes.
Wow, that's some god-awful, wow, some nice Jewish bathroom humor.
There's a lot of Jewish bathroom humor here.
That's great.
A lot of farts, wow, and poops farts and burps and butts and stuff. And
wow.
A lot of that stuff. And
really just like.
The Sarah Sanders drawing is kind
I'm
of funny.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah. The Sarah Sanders is, wow.
It's like, it's funny. They make Don Jr. look like he's absolutely retarded. They got Eric Trump here. The funny thing is, there's no, you know who's missing from their little White House drama here that they're doing in this little cartoon drama?
I already know the answer, but I just want to guess anyway.
Who's not here? Who are they not showing?
Jared.
Jared Kushner is not shown.
Is
And Don Jr. is shown. Now, Don Jr.
Gary Cohn, is he in there?
Don Jr. is a moron, don't get me wrong. He's a fucking idiot. But he's not in the White House. And yet they keep drawing him as if he's in the White House. And here we got, this is kind of funny, actually. There's Donald Trump, and he's on, like, the despot vision. talking to Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, and Thanos. I don't know. It's really stupid. If you can pause the video and read these gags if you want. It's not funny, though.
You probably can't.
The drawings are kind of funny. And drawings of Trump with like the super long tie.
Yeah, like, the really long tie. Like, that's a weird feature. It's like, all right, it's a good gimmick, I guess.
It's just funny, but it's like... But anyway, the rest of the art in this is shitty, and the rest of it is just... I hadn't looked at Mad Magazine in a long time, so look
this.
This
is great.
But first of all, just look at how gross that is. You don't need to... Look at how gross that is. Just like, why? It's just gross. Then they have this.
What is that drawing of him supposed to be? Like, what is this? It's like, is this supposed to be? I don't understand. It's just a drawing of Alfred. He's got a bald head. He's giving the middle finger. What me worry? And he's got tattoos all over himself and boogers dripping out of his nose.
Just gross.
I don't understand what this is supposed to be.
I don't know. It's an ad for more Mad Magazine.
I don't know. It's like I don't that. Like, what's the? I don't understand what the target of the satire is right there. But I love this, like, if you see something, say something is like this full page, but there's fine print.
Yeah.
So it's, if you are white and see a black person doing something that would be innocuous if another white person were doing it, for God's sakes, don't say something. Just shut the hell up. Yes. So I cut this poster out and put it on a telephone wall. Oh, wow. That's like transgressive. Wow. They want you to deface public property.
If you did that, you'd really be fighting the power. If you did that.
Cut out this poster and put it on a telephone pole at work or anywhere else people do normal, completely legal things. This is writer Stan Sinberg put this together. Right. Oh, Stan. That's a good one. Stan, this is funny because, like, it's funny because I can't find it right now, but somebody sort of did like a They Live skit on social media. It was a video where, like, it showed white people, like, coming upon blacks, like, engaging in activities in public, and they would put these glasses on. The blacks would turn white.
And they would stop caring.
They're all like about to pull out their cell phone and call the cops. But it's just so gay. It's like so fucking disingenuous because it's just showing like a black family around one of those like barbecue things in a public park because of, you know, or a little black girl like selling lemonade with a little lemonade stand. And it's just
whoever
like,
did that though. Whoever,
nobody. It's like somebody came upon a park and there was like 40 blacks like blasting music and partying and like, oh God,
and probably like smoking blunts and like being obnoxious to the people around them.
Yeah.
Oh, and you remember the McKinney, Texas pool party? Yeah. Where the whole pool party thing came from. Like, that was not blacks just like having a pool party.
No, that was blacks trespassing at Moss.
They were not. There was like 50 of them.
So the people who like actually
supposed to be there,
people who paid the HOA for that pool to be like maintained, like couldn't use it because it was just like it was a fucking.
And then they get in trouble.
Yeah.
That the one grandmother who then, this is the outrageous thing, the grandmother who was there with her grandkids at the pool, black girls beat her up and pull her hair.
Yeah.
And this video gets published, and she loses her job.
Yep. She loses her job for getting her ass kicked by... And I mean, it's like, why would they... It's like...
Because why would they want to be beating her up unless she said something racist,
but it's
right?
Like, because black people don't just beat people up. Like, this is what the problem with the fucking propaganda is. Like, look, like blacks do shitty bad things. I'm sorry. And, whites are conscious of it no matter who they are. They're like, oh, God.
Everybody knows it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And even the boss that, like... When she got fired from her job, everyone knew what went on there. Everybody. Right. But they're like, we're sorry. Because this video of you was published, this is why business owners are fucking pussies. They're probably the biggest pussies in the world. Because they're like, what we're doing in our thing that we have is like, oh God, we're so worried about bad publicity. Like, you become completely... you know, you're at the whims of these, of any pressure group. And the thing that people don't realize is all you have to do is say, fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you.
In that case,
leave
particularly.
Me alone. In that case, particularly,
you're the victim of an assault.
You had a very good reason to tell the harassers, fuck you. And also, they get business. I've seen it. Like, business gets subject to deliberate campaigns targeting one of their employees. Deliberate campaigns by... Harassment by Antifa and liberal harassers who are deliberately doxing, finding out people's information, then harassing their employers. And because the business suddenly, that's ordinarily flooded with, like, they're not flooded with calls. They get calls about product or customer service or whatever else bullshit that they get through their day, ordinary part of the day. Now all of a sudden, like, wow, we got like 15 calls coming in from people saying so-and-so is a racist. And they take that seriously because they're not used. It's not part of their day to day. They're not used to it.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, all these businesses, and I know they're not listening, but, like, you have to just get the balls to just be like, okay, thank you, and hang up. Or fuck you, like, whatever you want to do. Hang up on them. Say, we don't know what you're talking about. Goodbye. See ya. And you know what happens when you do that? Nothing. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. But they cave anyway, and the caving makes people want to do it again. Mm-hmm. It's bullshit. But anyway, Mad Magazine sucks. Mm-hmm. They folded. All these stupid artists and writers, all these Jews that were just doing, they were still doing these gross potty humor cartoons, are out of a job. And this is also just like super liberal politics. It's basically like teaching kids to do liberal politics. So there's this other thing, actually, I wanted to make this up. So the lighter side of hooking up, writer Tammy Golden.
Oh, God.
And the artist is John Adams. I don't know if that's his real name. But if you look, it's these little vignettes about hooking up, and you see the one in the middle. I don't need to zoom in.
You just need to describe it and read it because it's
interracial. But the one is actually, this one is a little bit egregious. So it's called The Question, and it's only the three panels in the middle there, and you can kind of see. So it's a black kid,
and an old white man,
and he's going to daddy. And I'll read the panel. So he says,
who's that? What?
This is the cartoon. These two, they're all three.
Yeah.
It's just three panels.
There's a woman in there.
I guess that's mommy.
She's not black.
She's not black either.
Oh, so these are just evangelicals.
Yeah.
Like,
so he says,
not a meme, like actual.
So literally, though, he's drawing it in. Now, the thing is, in the 50s in Mad Magazine, this cartoon would have been a white family. But now they do a boomer with a black kid. So his daddy.
And an Asian wife.
Yeah, no, literally, the wife is Asian here. So, daddy, where do babies come from? He says, well, you see, when mommy and daddy love each other very much, the daddy puts his banana in the mommy's donut, and 9 months later, a baby arrives. So, he's got a donut and a banana. And the kid says, cool. And then the Asian wife comes home and says, is there a reason for this? A kid has a bunch of bananas and donuts. And the kid says, I'm making some baby brothers.
Moop to bip to bix nude.
But the thing is, like, okay, that's funny, I guess. It's not really. It's a really bad joke. But the thing is, like, there was no bananas and donuts to make this family.
No.
Right? Like, that's the ironic,
like,
thing.
Where,
right?
Do babies come from? Like, you fill out a lot of paperwork.
It's like, well, I filled out some paperwork and I got a black in the mail.
If you can't afford it, you know, you just end up with a nigger. If you have a lot of money and you can wait, you might get a white one.
Well, the main thing is the weight, because, like, getting a white baby for adoption in America, like, you don't. They don't. Because whites don't put their kids up. If you want to, that what you do is you typically what people do is trying to get them from Russia, but then because faggots were adopting in America, the Russian government shut it down. They basically said, we're not allowing.
Good for them.
Yeah, no, and they got a lot of criticism for that, but I'm like, no, good for them. Like,
it's the right
they're
move.
Like not allowing Russian babies to be adopted by American faggots. Like, good. That's good. But it's like in this particularly, like, hyper shitlib family with the white boomer dad, the Asian wife, and the black kid, there's no banana in donut. Like, maybe the banana's in the donut. You know, that's probably why he got that Asian wife. But that's not how the kid was made. That kid didn't get that way. It's like, well, you see, son, you know how mommy got, daddy and mommy got you was, we went to the adoption agency, we talked to the nice Jewish social worker, filled out some paperwork, and you arrived several months later.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. So anyway,
I knew I shouldn't have listened to you. The video's available to all viewers right now.
He's like, you know how?
Comment that out. I was like, no.
All right.
I just delete it?
All right. All right. I don't know how to tell you what to do. I'm sorry. You just do fix it.
Trying to,
because you don't have the if statements in there anymore.
I just deleted the fucking. Oh yeah, I see that the if's right there. I don't know why the if's not closing and opening.
You probably messed up the code somehow. So.
Well, when I put those comments, those exclamation marks and dashes, it all went to shit.
I do that all the time when I do other posts.
I never do that.
And
you know,
because,
like, as I said, it's like, see, these pieces of code running.
All right, if you can filibuster, I can fix it. Because I do this very...
I can't filibuster. I'm just going
to
fix it.
Then I'm going to have to filibuster. It looks like I got some text messages. Shall we read them? No. But anyway, I think everyone kind of gets that that issue. So the last issue I want to talk about, and when Sven is done pretending he knows how to do HTML, which I never imagined.
I know how to cut and paste my templates.
Imagine me trusting that he could do basic.
I never had a problem until I had you tell me to do something.
I should have just done it. I should have just done it because I actually know how to do HTML, and I know how.
I just did this in the first. I'll just delete it. Instead of commenting it out.
Delete everything, place the embed code, republish the post. That way, you know, it is what it is. Boom. And if some people got a little treat, then very good for you. You got a freebie. Good for you. Excellent.
Bastards. Everybody owes me a dollar.
Yeah, all of you that got it for free, you know, that ruined our business model. Usually on Fridays. Fridays we get subs. Now we're not going to get them because everyone got it for free. But anyway, the other thing I want to talk about is I ran across this Twitter account the other day called Humans of Flat Design. And
oh, yes.
They're criticizing. We're talking about the Allegria style.
Yeah, the Algerians.
The Algeria style in art. So I wanted to talk about this for a second if I can get past the... Okay. So this website Ion Design, it's like this, not Ion, like Ion, not like Ion, like ionized air.
Ionized design.
Air ionizers, you know how sometimes people do that? Like, oh, it's going to make the air quality in your apartment better, the ionizer. Anyway, Ion Design, don't worry, these gangly-armed cartoons are here to protect you from big tech. You've seen this flat illustration style everywhere from Facebook to Google. Here's why Allegria is taking over tech world interfaces. So if you're done there, I'll send you the article. And people might not know exactly what we're talking about.
I don't know why this big space is here, but
I've got it in. I sent it in your thing. I'll fix the code once we get done doing the show, and it'll be fine. Okay. So I sent it to you in your text. So people might not know what I'm talking about. So there's this art style. Facebook introduced it in 2017, and you've definitely seen it. When you see this picture come up, you're going to know exactly what we're talking about. It's everywhere. And they call it Allegria, and they came up with it, a certain design firm. So you've seen these people. You've seen these type of cartoons, right?
Yeah.
And
I hate them.
I hate it, and the thing is, when you understand the theory behind it, you hate it even more.
Are they being sarcastic with, like, they're here to protect you from big tech?
Yes.
Better be sarcasm.
Yes. No, this website... Now, I don't know what else this website is about. What other... they've got other articles that seem to be critiquing, like, shitty trends. And mm-hmm. I doubt that they're, like, our politics, but that doesn't mean that their critiques of, like, various shitty art trends aren't pretty good. So they're saying, like, the point of this is that, as you can see... It was one particular design firm that came up with this, and one particular designer. And the reasoning is pretty shitty. So in 2017, Facebook began rolling out a series of new illustrations to accompany content throughout the site. The illustration system developed by an L.A. and Brooklyn-based design firm called Buck. L.A. and Brooklyn is both distinctive and consistent. Typical illustration features smiling figures drawn in a flat, well, they do look somewhat flat, minimal style, with skin in bright pastel blue, pink, or green, and gangly, disproportionately large arms and legs. The incessantly joyful cartoon people are never static. They're always in motion.
And they're never white.
Dancing. Well, they're never anything.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're never really...
Here's a,
sometimes they're brown. That
here's
is
a woman
true.
Of color. Here's a black
sometimes
one.
They're brown. But yeah. That
Brown. Every one of these colors is a stand-in for brown, though. That's what it looks
like
to me.
That is kind of the thing. So, the incessantly joyful cartoon people are never static, always in motion, dancing, painting, running, hugging one another, with the expanse of their oversized limbs arching away from their bodies like giant wet noodles. Often they carry similarly large objects, a paintbrush, a trombone, a calendar. So, we see the sort of the templates here and how you're supposed to draw them and everything. And Facebook has become closely associated with this style, which is creators at Buck aptly dubbed Allegria, which is Spanish for joy. The company is a fairly recent adopter of what has become an overwhelming trend in editorial and web illustration over the past few years. Particular prevalence currently in the realm of tech, Airbnb, Hinge, Lyft, Airtable, Google, and YouTube are all in the craze. along with seemingly every other new app or startup in existence. For these companies, adopting a visual language that signals positivity, connectedness is a tool to paper over social and political harm and divisiveness their products create. Now, I disagree with that. The products don't create that. That was there. The products just revealed the fact that it was there.
They allow us to...
Because for a long time, like, these issues were there. They see... You want to blame social media, but you, what you don't want to blame is society itself, right? Like, the society created by those people that create society, by the elites, by the people that are in charge of, frankly, the demographic policies, that are in charge of school curriculum, that create and build the ideology that the country is based upon. So this country is this stupid bullshit diversity garbage, right? And on top of that, immigration and everything, like undermining communities. So that the society already sucked. Social media just called attention to it because now people can go out on the internet and say what they think when they couldn't before. So basically they're like, oh, your products let people talk about what they think, and that's causing harm. That's what's really going on. But anyway, so they're saying illustration, this form of illustration has become a centerpiece for their strategies of, and if you look at these like create your way, where work happens, build your audience and grow your brand on social media, and they have all these shitty, dumb cartoon styles. And yeah, when you look at them, it feels like the way that they're dressed and the way their hair is. And any time that
it looked to me, and I see these, it looks like get used to not being included in anything anymore.
Yes.
Like I saw when I first saw these cartoons at dawn, like, wow, they're trying to do like the full on diversity means no white people, and they're also trying to be like, well, these are just weird cartoon things. They don't have any ethnicity, they don't have any race, yes, they don't have any look to them.
That's what they
said. And you're just like, these things are like a Rorschach test, and you're like, mm-hmm, reading it. It's like, well, I don't think that's true at all. I think that's bullshit. I think this is like this is conditioning.
Yeah. So they talk about at one point. In a case study on her website, Herrera writes, the characters are designed for expression rather than individual identity. They're ethnically nonspecific to represent diversity. Orange or purple skin fits in naturally to the cartoony style. If characters are depicted without reference to race, anyone can see themselves reflected in the characters. I don't see myself reflected. This logic also influences a character's idiosyncratic body shapes as much as technical considerations do. How do you avoid privileging certain people's body types over others in your illustrations? Give your characters a body type that no one has. And so, you know, you see how the Facebook particular ones have these big noodly arm people, and their arms bend in weird ways. Not all of them have like quite as much noodly arm stuff, but they all have the flat, non-specific, really minimal. And you know, I'm looking at this like hinge thing, and there's these people, and they're purple, and they're orange, or they're brown, and it's kind of like this one guy on this branch here. He could be white, but then the skin is brown.
No, man, he's Latino.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like it's like if the skin was white though, then maybe. But it's like, the point is, yes, they're brown people, and they have brown people hairstyles. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
The hairstyles, well, even when they're purple and green, they have brown people hairstyles. There's never any of these in which the person is white.
No.
They you really don't see it. You do, even when the skin is purple or green or pink or whatever, you can see a certain, right, ethnicity in them. So they say they're ethnically non-specific, but I agree with you. They're non-white. They're ethnically not white. I don't know what's going on. Why that
I was trying to zoom in, but it's like it's not allowing this image to get bigger. It's like, yeah, elements on the website get bigger.
Yeah, that's they've got some thing
in some
there,
gay shit on this fucking website.
Yeah, you could probably do it, but like, you know, because it's part of a slideshow, so it's not zooming in on it. But yeah, like we all see this, and you know, I look at it and I get like enraged. And there's other things that are like kind of like this. They're not this exact style, but you look at like a lot of the cartoon stuff you see recently, where it's not necessarily exactly the design style that Facebook had. Like you saw the design guide and how to draw them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfectly that, but it's close enough. So I was in a Dunkin' Donuts recently, and they had all these characters, and it was like all of these happy multicultural people going to work, and one guy's got a hard hat, one person's listening to earbuds while carrying a briefcase, but they're all all the characters are like, look like that. They're all brown. No white people are represented. And they're all brown. They're all going to work. Someone's carrying it. But some of them are going to do music. Some of them are going to the office. Sort of like get excited to be one in a multitude of undifferentiated people on the subway, getting excited to do something for corporate America.
Didn't we already have a cartoon for this?
What's that?
The guy got very mad about it on Twitter. They started banning you if you like. I mean, had like it's kind of a gray face with the nose looked like number 7. And
yes, the NPC. Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. You started getting in trouble. The NPC meme is almost in a way.
It's the same thing. It's dehumanizing.
Yes.
Dehumanizing the masses.
Well, this
get excited to be one cog in one unrecognizable.
I mean, the fundamental thing is like even people of color, even if they see themselves in these characters, like do you want to see yourself in these characters? Like is this what you want to be? You want to look like this? It's like, I don't know. I mean, a lot of these people of color, like they just don't give a shit. But
I don't think like, these concepts are like
these concepts are like above like only like white people them. Only like shit libby white people and Jews like create this stuff to cater to these people. What they're really doing is they're like anti catering to white people.
Right.
They're like, how do we make sure that white people don't see themselves?
Yeah, as I said, it's another tool in like your exclusion from everything
and
so it's just from like, the mainstream everything.
And
so
the
like,
thing
these
is
the biggest
like,
yeah.
All these little characters are always like getting excited to do something. They're like, oh look, I've got groceries. Oh, I've got like a trombone. I've got flowers. I'm just happy and dancy and doing stuff and like always in motion. It's just so fake. It's like fuck you. Like I can't stand this shit. And you see it everywhere. So someone posted then on Twitter like a Ben and Jerry's carton. It's called like Resistance.
Oh,
right, Jesus. So of course Ben and Jerry's has like Resistance ice cream, and then the pictures of the people are just—they're very similar in a similar style, and sort of like it also means like art is no longer like artists, people that draw art and that draw people, they no longer have to be a master of like perspective and shadow and line drawings and replicating, you know, and sort of like somebody. I saw someone else say recently, art is always either super abstract.
Hey, look, they messed up. It does say Algeria style.
Yeah, the Algeria style.
Algerian anime.
These people do look Algerians. Like
look at the bottom left corner of this video. If you zoom in, it says examples of Algeria style.
That was my joke.
Yeah. It's an easy mistake to make.
Yeah.
But like art today is either like this or then you get sometimes you get like the hyper realistic art that's so realistic you see like boogers in someone's nose. That's another thing. But that's rarer. Most of the stuff you see, this is the ultimate in like corporate dehumanizing artwork.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. It's in the subways. If you go to the city, you see it in advertising, you see it on TV. Yeah.
You see kind of just like gay docility.
Yeah.
You're just like,
it's like, whoa, everyone's excited to join the herd. Like everyone's happy to be.
There's like this faceless nothing and this is how they see it. And
faceless nothing that's like excited about product. Like, yeah. Yay, look at this. Oh, look at these little people. They're so happy about this. Look at this product. We got a product here. Let's all get excited for it. And in our weird, happy, non-ethnically non-specific way, you know, I don't know. It's just, I can't stand it. And yeah, the Facebook ones are particularly gross, but like, you just see them generally speaking, like everywhere. And I can totally picture in my mind, like the corporate meeting where they like approve this kind of shit and they bring in a picture, like, God forbid, like a photograph of people, even if it's for product. And it's like, oh well, we don't have the right like. Oh, that's those people are white, so we can't do it.
We don't have the right ratio.
Yeah, if we don't have the right ratio, it's uncomfortable. Like anytime we show people, that's the funny thing. That's the other thing.
They don't want to end up like Rory
in this society, in our society. Yes, exactly.
They're afraid. That's the other outcome.
This is a here we have a racially mixed picture, but look at how problematic it is. So what you have is. And this is what you have when you have multiculturalism and Jews running your society. Jews insisting on multiculturalism. You can't show people at all. And it's not just because Jews are against figurative artwork because of commandments from the volcano deem. It's because every picture becomes a political statement. So if you look, I mean, even when I was at the airport recently, I'm walking down the jetway. And it's like Delta Airlines and like Delta is this, Delta is that. And all the people are non-white, okay? All the people like going on their Delta adventure someplace. And then they're like Delta is like family. And then they've got a picture of a black dude and like a black kid like looking up to him. The obviously like strong fatherhood is the message they're sending. But of course, that's blacks. They never show pictures of white people like that. The one people, you know, the white people they show, it's a woman.
Like divorced people.
It's a woman like camping in the woods by herself.
Yeah.
And it's like, seek your own freedom. Right? So like the message there is, white woman, like you don't need to be like, here's how we send you. But the thing is, even that then becomes, because those messages become obvious and then open for criticism. So we start talking about them, generally speaking, or others do, or like SJWs come in, like, oh, you showed white people, how dare you? We come in and we're like, look, why are white people being excluded from everything? We're still the majority. And oh, look, wow, isn't it weird how all the messages you give around white people are like this race mixing stuff, or negative, or telling women to go get raped in Algeria? That's real Algeria. You want to know Algeria style? The white woman camping, getting her fucking head cut off. Remember when that happened? Or was that Morocco? Same fucking thing. Literally, what's the difference? But so this is a way that companies can show these cartoons of people like consuming product, and there's nothing. There's nothing there. You can't say. I mean, we see white people are clearly being left out. But if you they're like, it's just cartoons.
What's with the eyeballs?
I don't know. The Ion Design. That's the website. See?
Oh, we didn't look at it for a while. So a bunch of eyeballs appeared on the screen.
Yeah, that's like a really cool little gimmick they got. Like, they got these little eyeballs.
I don't think mine was doing that.
Like, maybe your JavaScript wasn't enabled.
No, it is. I'm using it. I'm using
maybe
water.
I'm
using WaterFox.
Yeah,
I have a couple. Oh, I had two eyeballs and they went away.
Okay. I think they go away.
Algeria style. What's supposed to be Allegria?
Allegria. I guess they say it's joy in Spanish. I can't.
Of course it's in Spanish, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why don't you
use a Yiddish word?
Why don't you call it, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what joy is in Yiddish.
Maybe that should be the today's show, like, show title. Like, what's joy in Yiddish?
Yeah, I don't know.
Trick question, they don't have one.
The word is like dead, like goyim, dead, like goyim blood. it's like what's joy? A mouthful of goy foreskins. Oof. I'm sorry. That's really gross.
Natchez. Oh, it's a Yiddish word that means pride or joy. So basically, yeah. That'd be rough if you tried to translate that Stevie Ray Vaughan song. Because you're my pride and joy. Like,
you're my Natchez.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wait, are you being racist? How does it pronounce? Does it have a pronunciation guide? Because that doesn't sound like a Yiddish type word. It's like,
maybe you're supposed to be like,
Natchez.
Knockers. That is how you say joy in my language. What does mensch mean? What does Natchez?
Mensch means like man, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no.
Oh, by the way. Nice. I was supposed to, you know, I was supposed to believe from that Holocaust. The Holocaust book.
I believe the Holocaust.
I was looking into the Holocaust, and let me tell you. Hitler. They're like, Hitler also saw Slavs as Untermenschen. And I'm like, well, look. That's like overdone.
Didn't you just see them as not German?
The issue was that after World War One, Germany was carved up into a bunch of different, like Poland and Czechoslovakia were given sections that were Germany, and the country was carved up, and so there were German-speaking, German, ethnically German communities in these other countries.
Yeah, they were being ruled over by these other...
And he wanted to reunify Germany. So they're saying, they were saying, like, Hitler was using the excuse of German-speaking populations in other countries to, like, conquer all of Europe. And I'm like, well, no, it wasn't really the excuse. He wanted to reunify Germany to its pre-World War One borders and reunite the German people back together. That also included uniting the border with Austria. Okay, now, you can be critical of that or whatever. You might think of that what you will, but that was what his goal was. And it's not like it's unreasonable, because those German people didn't want to be part of Poland. If they were given a vote... If you went into those German sections that had been taken over by Poland, and you're like, hey, let's vote, they would have voted to rejoin Germany. And the same in Czechoslovakia. And so when he did this, this created resistance from those governments, who then had alliances with Britain, who all then had alliances, you know, with the United States. That's how this all started. If actually they had just allowed peaceful votes to allow those countries to rejoin their motherland, their fatherland...
Oh, God.
Sorry, not motherland.
You said the bad word.
Fatherland.
Oh, God, the fatherland.
To rejoin the fatherland. They would have... It could have just been resolved. Okay. Yeah. German sections of Poland, they can rejoin Germany now. But the Polish government didn't want that. They wanted the new territory and the land and the cattle. They wanted the new tax cattle and everything.
Mm.
And so, you know, that was where... That was part of the... But Hitler didn't say, like... Yes, there was conflict with Slavs, but this idea... One, he didn't genocide Slavs. That's a fucking lie. And two, yeah, he made some comments. So during the war, there's a section in the table talk with Hitler where he's talking about some of the Slavic provinces they've conquered and stuff. And he said something like, oh, well, look, the Slavs are pretty stupid. Like, don't bother trying to educate them. Just make sure they're well fed and happy. And that way, you know, just that'll be good. We don't really need to bother trying to teach them anything because they're kind of grug brain. They're stupid. That's what he said, right? And so because of that, it's like everyone's expected to believe he wanted to, like, kill them en masse because that's the image the Jews have planted in your head of this time period and this regime and this man. That, like, any time he said something like that, that meant, oh, he wants to kill all of these people. He just said, no, actually, like, yeah, you know, we've occupied their territories. They're kind of dumb. We don't really need to spend too many resources trying to educate them. But it's like, at least he's feeding them. He's like, make sure they're well fed and that'll be good. Like, I don't know. Honestly, was he wrong? I mean, was he really wrong? Look, I don't know. I'm just saying. So people take that stuff and
that sounds a lot nicer than, like, you know, leave none of their, like,
nicer than what the Russians did.
Than, like, leave none of their young or none of their cattle or goats alive.
Yes, you can see that in the Bible.
Yeah.
And then you can also see that in the Soviet Union was doing things like that. And then they tried to blame on the Nazis the massacre of the Poles. That was done, the Katyn Forest. That was done by the fucking Soviets, not the Germans. They said it was the Germans. It was done by the fucking Soviets. And the Soviet officers that did it were Jewish. And so they tried to, in Jersey City, there was still a Polish community in Jersey City that wanted to erect a monument to memorial to the Katyn Forest. And you know who showed up to protest it? The Jews. The ADL literally said, sorry, you can't put up this statue to memorialize the Katyn Forest massacre because A, it's ugly, and B, it's anti-Semitic. Because it showed a Polish officer getting bayoneted in the back by a Soviet officer. And it's like, okay, granted, that's a bit of an eyesore, but it's a memorial of a historic event. And yeah,
I have a magic word right now. No one will support this thing anymore. Oh, it's yes. Like, oh God.
Yeah, now no, but those Poles fought and they actually got that monument put up.
Good
so
for
it's
them.
There. It's there. It's going to get taken down as soon as that neighborhood gets. Now you know what's going to happen? Jews are going to just develop a bunch of high-density housing and put blacks
over
in it.
Over-developers.
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 That's just going to be the... That's just got to be today's show
over
title.
Over-developers. Over-developers. I guess I should just do that.
I mean, I don't see any other real options.
It was the first note I put. I'll just... Whatever.
This is over-developers. That's today's show title.
That's fine. All right. Let's go.
We got to go.
We've overdeveloped this hour. It's an hour and 16 minutes.
Okay.
Well, it was way overdeveloped by about 25... More than
25%. We always do 2 hours and 20 minutes or so. Yeah, I'm done. My voice box is corroded to the point.
It's just because I'm always late for everything.
Yeah, and we didn't have Alex to provide any relief for when I can't talk and you're doing something. So.
Yeah, it's okay. There we go. Everything was fine. We'll be back next week.
See
you. Woo!
Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.